Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
I think a real chance to emerge viable.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs, who says many tough decisions have been made without regard to political fallout.
I'm Jeff Gilbert. GM this morning announcing the sale of its Hummer brand, but not identifying the buyer. They say the new owner will aggressively fund future products and the deal will secure 3,000 jobs. But will GM sales hold up through bankruptcy? Vice President Mark LaNeve says there was a lot of bankruptcy talk in May.
I know enough to tell you that we're going to have our best sales month of the year in May, so I think that's a good omen for the future.
Sales numbers out later today, and Chrysler may be up too. Analysts say that bargain hunters thought they could get a better deal from a bankrupt company.
And last night, another step, a federal judge gave the okay for GM to use more than $33 billion in government-backed financing. Still so many questions about the disappearance of an Air France jetliner with 228 people on board. Nothing so far in the needle-in-a-haystack type search that's going on in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Brazil. CBS's Mark Phillips is in Paris.
The pilot of a plane returning to Brazil says that he noticed way below him on the surface of the ocean what he described as orange flames. There's speculation that this might have been either fuel or debris from the missing plane, but it's just speculation at this stage.
The jet did encounter storms, and there was an automated message about an electrical system failure. An American couple was on board that doomed plane. Marianne Evans was stunned to learn about Ann Harris and her husband.
He's a lovely person, sweet, kind, you know, everything you'd want, and just a very fine person.
It's a big day for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. Judge Sonia Sotomayor goes to Capitol Hill to meet with key Democrats and Republicans. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
These courtesy calls are an important part of the confirmation process. The nominee is showing deference to the important senators who will be in charge and making a first impression on those who hold her fate in their hands. Democratic leader Harry Reid.
Her record and qualifications are terrific and tremendous.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell promises to be respectful and fair, but isn't so sure he'll support her.
Americans want judges who understand their role is to interpret the law, not to write it.
Among the other critical early meetings today for Sotomayor are the two top senators on the Judiciary Committee, Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Jeff Sessions. Bob, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Former Vice President Cheney, who's been speaking out about issues such as the Guantanamo Bay prison and national security, now has something to say about same-sex marriage.
I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish.
At a Washington speech, Cheney, whose daughter Mary is a lesbian, said he's okay with gay marriage as long as states make the decision, not the federal government.
I think that's the way it ought to be handled today. The basis, different states will make different decisions.
It's the World News Roundup from CBS News, and it's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Rain overnight and more today.
This looks like almost a very cool spring-like April day instead of June.
Meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says we'll have light rainfall throughout the day and more thunder and lightning tonight. A former nurse at Boulder Community Hospital has pleaded guilty to stealing medication from patients last year. 27-year-old Ashton Daigle of Fort Collins admitted to taking medication meant for nearly 300 patients.
I would like to express my deep remorse for all of my actions and any pain or undue suffering or discomfort I've caused any patients or their families, and truly sorry.
Daigle told prosecutors an addiction to a painkiller drove him to steal. Sports: Houston beats the Rocks 4-1. The teams go again tonight in Houston. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's going to be a wet and sloppy start to this morning's commute. In fact, we've got standing water on the highway already. Southbound I-25 between 6 and Broadway. Sounds like that's on the right shoulder. Kind of bottlenecking things, so it's going to get a little bit bunched up as you're trying to make your way from downtown towards the tech center. Now, everybody's going slower than usual for this type of morning, so do factor that into your ride. We've already got our first crash of the day. This is on the westbound side of I-70 right around Ward Road. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So everyone's talking about energy tax credits, and you're wondering, how do I qualify? The answer? Contact K&H Home Solutions. They have the products and the know-how to get it done. Call K&H at 303-421-7100. That's 421-7100. Or visit khwindows.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM 760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
It is showtime for Sonia Sotomayor in the United States Senate today, meeting with a whole posse of senators to start her rounds leading to the confirmation hearings. Busy day on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, and we're here for you covering it all, the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live from our studio right here in the middle of it on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where we've got it covered, the Sotomayor meetings today on Capitol Hill, and the president talking about health care today before he heads off for his trip to Saudi Arabia and to Egypt. Big speech to the Muslim nations, to Germany, to visit a concentration camp there, a tour concentration camp, and then on to France for the 65th anniversary of D-Day, and hopefully including the Queen. The president doing everything he can to make sure the Queen is invited. So a busy day here in Washington, and we bring it all to you with the news of the day, the big stories, the little stories, our commentary on same, and then your comments at 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. Go to the website today to check out the activities of the White House. Yesterday, on the White House report page, you'll see my photos taken of the president's little news conference there on General Motors, standing in front of his auto task force. Under the photos page on the website, BillPressShow.com, Marine One waiting for the president to take him out to Bethesda Naval Air Naval Hospital yesterday, and Bill Clinton portraits, his official portrait there, looking down in the foyer of the White House where the news conference was held. And under videos at BillPressShow.com, President Obama walking out of the Oval Office, across the lawn into Marine One, and taking off yesterday about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Video shot by their our White House correspondent.
Shot by, photos taken by your official White House correspondent, Bill Press. Here with the entire press team, Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
And last night, big news on the TV front. David missed another shot at the Tonight Show. Of course, instead it went to Conan O'Brien, who walked out for the first time and welcomed everybody to his Tonight Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you think you've been practicing saying that? I think you've been standing in front of the mirror so practicing that. And he pointed out that this... hosting the Tonight Show was something he had dreamed about since the time he was a kid.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge night for me. I remember watching Johnny Carson when I was and thinking, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And I'm sure right now somewhere in America, there's a little kid watching me thinking, what is wrong with that man's hair?
He does have strange hair.
Yeah,
does
have weird. That's what makes him, man.
He's also like 6 foot. 4 or 6 foot 5. He's an enormous guy with this bright orange hair. Yeah. He's got kind of a flip thing going on with his haircut. He's an interesting guy.
Do you think it's his real color?
I would hope so.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No joy today, man.
Yes.
I see a lot of men getting their hair colored at this hair salon where I go. I'm not one of them, but I do.
Wait, you don't color your hair?
No. But, you know, men today, they don't care, you know, as far as coloring their hair and people knowing it. You know,
right.
It's sort of
part of thing to do.
Staying young, I guess. Right. All right. 10 minutes after the hour now. We've got a lot coming up today. We're going to be talking on this first day that we own General Motors. We're going to talk into the head of the United Auto Workers, Ron Gettelfinger. The UAW members have taken a big, big hit, are going to have to take even more cuts to make this thing work. He'll be joining us, as well as Mark Elias, Al Franken's attorney, who was in the Minnesota Supreme Court yesterday, getting a pretty favorable hearing from the five judges on the Minnesota Supreme Court. And we'll start the hour with terrorist expert Neil Livingstone to talk about cybersecurity and other matters. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
The stories that will make you cool at the water cooler today. Marilyn Monroe apparently had a softer, more innocent side to her than what she was famous for. Life.com discovered a collection of unpublished photos of the actress in their archives taken before her fame peaked around when she was 24 years old. Minimal makeup, no expensive jewelry, no flashy clothes, taken on a calm bench, calm afternoon on a park bench. That look, of course, didn't last. And by the way, Monroe would have been 83 this week.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
American icon.
Tonight's Man vs. Wild on the Discovery Channel is the episode where Will Ferrell goes with Bear Grylls to northern Sweden and is forced to chow down on festive items like grilled reindeer eyeballs to survive. If you thought the whole thing was a sneaky way to plug Will's upcoming movie, Land of the Lost, well, you're absolutely right. It opens this weekend.
Speaking of weird food, I read this morning that Rod Blagojevich's wife, Patty, who's in that Costa Rican jungle, right?
Yeah.
They're like first episode or whatever?
It was last night.
Yeah.
They're eating tarantulas.
Oh, no thanks. And Phil Mickelson will return to golf.
Not live, but I don't know what you could grilled tarantula.
In sports, Phil Mickelson returns to the golf course next week in Memphis at the St. Jude Classic. He'll use that as a tune-up for the U.S. Open, which is the following weekend. He came to the decision after he spoke with his wife, Amy. They consulted a doctor about her current breast cancer treatment. She is set to undergo surgery in the next month. And he said that the doctors had caught the cancer early, so they're feeling fairly optimistic.
He's coming back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good for him. Thank you, Dan. Yes, indeed, President Obama, last Friday, getting out in front on an issue that most of us haven't thought a lot about, the issue of cybersecurity. But in issues like that, I know whom I usually turn to, Pat Buchanan and I on our show, Buchanan and Press, over at MSNBC. Whenever we wanted to talk national security issues, we talked to Neil Livingstone, now CEO of Executive Action, one of the nation's leading experts on terrorism. Hey, Neil, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to talk to you this morning. Before we get into cybersecurity, I've got to ask you, I was watching the coverage last night about this the strange case of this missing Air France plane. And Charlie Gibson on ABC News asked John Nance, their air traffic expert, right? He said, I have to raise a question that probably everybody is thinking about. Could this have been a bomb that brought down that plane? Could it be an act of terrorism? What are your thoughts?
Well, the French transport minister counted the possibility that it's terrorism. Now, that said, he really doesn't know. I've talked to people who say, look, it's just so highly unlikely that a major aircraft, this is a Airbus 330, it's the larger version, it's a few years old, it's fly-by-wire, it's the latest technology, that a plane like that could be knocked out of the air in a violent storm. And we know it did go through a violent storm, it mm-hmm. did lose cabin pressure and so on. But if that happened in this particular case, obviously there may be problems with other Airbus 330s, and that's a disquieting possibility as well. So the other explanation, of course, is that there's something catastrophic on the plane happened. something exploded in the cargo hold or something like that. So we're not really going to know until they get that black box, if they ever do, off the floor of the Atlantic Ocean.
If this were a terrorist act, would we know about it? Isn't the traditional pattern, you know, some group would have claimed responsibility by now?
Well, groups always claim responsibility, but the fact is that they claim responsibility many times for things that are not terrorism.
Yeah.
If you recall, after the World Trade Center attack, a short time later, we had a plane go down in New York City, in the New York City area, which was on its way, I believe, to the Dominican Republic at the time.
I think you're right, yeah.
And it turned out to be a mechanical problem relating to the tail of the aircraft. But we had several groups at the time, allegedly several groups, that claimed responsibility for destroying that aircraft. So we may have groups that claim responsibility, but until we really recover some of the wreckage, mm-hmm. or we get the black box, we're not going to know for sure. Wreckage itself will give us a lot of clues in terms of various types of pitting that you would see from inside the aircraft. If there was an explosion, there would be certain the metallurgy will have changed and things like that. So we need pieces of that aircraft, or we need the black box.
Neil Livingstone, our guest terrorism expert. Now, Neil, let's talk about cybersecurity. How serious a problem is it, and, like, where does this problem exist?
Well, this problem is extremely, extremely serious. Our entire society today is dependent upon our computers and networking and all of those things. And if that can be disrupted, then you can bring e-commerce to a stop, and e-commerce has to have e-security in order to be for there to be confidence in e-commerce. At the same time, we have national security implications. If you can shut down the power grid or move marker beacons in effect at airports, if you can break into our financial institutions and steal billions of dollars potentially, then it can be an enormous problem to this country. In fact, we could suffer an attack that would be the next 9/11. It may well be a cyber attack.
Are we prepared at all to defend against a cyber attack?
Well, every institution in our society, from our banks to the Pentagon to the individual computer owner who has Norton antivirus and a few things on his or her computer, we all are aware of the problem. We take steps to some extent to prevent it. The difficulty is that the offensive technologies today are greater than than the defensive ones.
Uh-huh.
And as a consequence, we know that we've had serious threats, some of which have materialized, and they're going on all the time with people pinging our most secure computers at the CIA and at the Defense Department and at NSA. The Chinese, for example, I've sat with a leading expert watching the attacks as they come in on a large board, and they come up as blips electronically. And one set of computers alone was getting attacks almost every second from some part of the world, China, Korea, Russia, and so on, going on constantly. So people are trying to get into those systems on an absolutely ongoing basis.
And I've heard stories about just teenagers hacking into Defense Department computers, right? I mean,
they have, and they've been successful to some extent. But what we're really concerned about is something more than teenagers today. We've kind of gone beyond that stage where teenagers are that nerdy cyber kid is able to incapacitate the system. What we're really worried about today are large gangs of thieves that work on a constant, unremitting basis out of Eastern Europe and places like Russia trying to get into our financial systems and steal money.
So,
and we're worried about things like the Chinese, who are just hitting every one of our systems on an almost absolutely continuous basis.
So this action that the president took last week, setting up a czar, basically, on cybersecurity, an important step, do you believe, and a good first step?
Well, Bill, it was recommended by the National Office for Cyberspace, and it's been recommended by a number of people to pull all the loose threads together, if you will, and have a concerted national program for dealing with these threats. There are others that say, hey, we really don't need it. We're already, trying to improve our systems. We all know what the problem is, and we don't need the added layer of bureaucracy. I tend to think it's probably a useful thing, because with a cyber czar, I believe that we're going to have the kind of access to the president and the kind of perhaps focus on new resources that's really going to be necessary to take significant steps to make the country safer.
Well, it's a very, very important issue, and you've helped us understand it this morning. And it's nice to know that this is at least one issue where we're out there doing something about it before we have a disaster. And hopefully that'll be the kind of defensive moves that we need. Neil Livingstone, always good to have you on board, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, Neil Livingstone, he's the CEO of Executive Action. Boy, cybersecurity, I must admit, it's not something I think a lot about, but maybe we're going to have to start thinking about.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
Rainy, wet conditions as things do get up and running. We're...
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending as Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining showbiz. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Pooh. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year. Showbiz. Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining showbiz. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. Showbiz.
Discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Franken's attorney coming up next on the Bill Press Show, followed by Ron Gettelfinger from the UAW. Here with a comment on cybersecurity. Frank's calling from Groton, Connecticut. Hey, Frank, good morning.
I kind of wanted to alert people out there that, you know, I don't know how much coverage it gets when we're talking about network security. I work for a military contractor, and, you know, I'm not going to say who and where,
yeah.
But, you know, we see, and I'm a network security expert, and we see not only random attacks coming over the wire from, you know, China specifically, but things that are specifically targeted at programs and technologies that they're looking for. And, you know, we've seen things as far as almost memory sticks out in the parking lot and, you know, trying to get people, hey, look what I found. And, you know, if they put 100 out there, they'll finally get somebody to plug it into their computer and get them on the inside. And, you know, while we have been successful in fending them off, it's more sophisticated than just that, and I wanted to get that out there.
How often do you see signs of such attempts?
Well, I mean, the extreme cases of actually a socially engineered attack are, you know, we see several a year. But knocking at the door of our firewall and trying to exploit, you know, a vulnerability, there's hundreds a day.
Wow. Hundreds a day. Whoa, that's pretty scary. All right, Frank, I'm glad you're on top of it. And you know what? I'm glad we as a country are on top of it. Good for Obama for getting out in front on this issue. And I'm glad I've got my Norton and my McAfee on my home computer. Hope that helps me. All right, let's come back and find out what's going on with Al Franken in Minnesota.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
The biggest problem of this morning's commute is going to be the standing water.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to the Lumber Guy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
At 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Busy, busy day in the Minnesota Supreme Court yesterday. The five justices hearing arguments on why, Norm Coleman's argument, why they should overturn the lower court's opinion that Al Franken is the winner in the Minnesota United States Senate race by 312 votes. Yeah, the election Al won it on November 4. Here we are June 2nd, and he's still not seated. Representing Al Franken in the Supreme Court yesterday, his attorney Mark Elias joining us back on the Bill Press Show here. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Morning. It's a pleasure to be back.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for talking to us. So what is Coleman's argument, that they ought to have a whole new election, or they ought to count all, go back and count all the absentees again? Or what? You heard it yesterday. What did his attorneys tell the judges?
Yeah, in order to understand his argument, you got to start with the fact that there were 2.9 million votes cast in Minnesota. Of those, a very small number, approximately 11,000, were rejected by the counties. And they were rejected for the kind of reasons that ballots are rejected anywhere. They don't comply with state law. The person wasn't eligible. They borrowed someone else's ballot. It turns out they had already voted in person, and they cast an absentee ballot because they forgot. It's the kind of routine errors that you see in that voters make.
A very small percentage.
Very small, yeah. Small percentage. during the recount, we were concerned that in that pool, there, the counties might have made some mistakes and not counted some ballots they should have. So we sought a process to make sure the counties could go back and double-check that there were no ballots that had slipped through the cracks. And Senator Coleman at that point opposed that effort vigorously, in fact, went to the same Supreme Court to try to block it. That process went forward, and an additional 1,000 or so ballots were ultimately discovered that should have been counted. Those were open and counted, and mm-hmm. as a result, Al Franken's lead at the end of the recount was at 225 votes. Coleman then switched positions entirely and said, you know what, I think there are now thousands more ballots that should be opened. And we kept saying, well, geez, you know, where are there thousands more ballots that were wrongfully rejected, where the counties have looked at these 2-3 times, but fine, if there are individual ballots you think where the counties made mistakes, you can present mm-hmm. them to the court. And after a 7-week trial of going through these again, the court said, okay, you know what, there's another 351 of them that should be opened. And those were opened, and Al Franken's lead went up to 312 votes. So now, yesterday, what Coleman's lawyers argue is, well, you know, in fact, we need to even count more of these. And even though the rest that are left didn't actually comply with the law as it was written, we think you need to ignore pieces of that law and count more votes.
What was the reaction from the five justices?
You know, it's always hard to say what to read into questions. I think, you know, and it's particularly hard for one of the people doing the argument because you're focused on what questions they're asking you. I think, you know, there's a sense that he got more questions. He got probably somewhat more skeptical questioning. But, you know, again, I caution people to read too much into the questions that the justices ask. They're asking questions that are sort of answering questions in their mind.
So what are the options then facing the court, Mark?
Well, you know, Coleman's attorneys sort of alternate between two alternatives. One is to have a new trial, I assume, where the pieces of the requirements of Minnesota law are disregarded and various, you know, safeguards against ballot fraud and the like are taken away and additional ballots are argued over and potentially counted, or that people whose ballots have already been counted are sort of randomly pulled out of the mix, right? Because we don't know whose ballots at this point have been we can't connect an individual ballot to an individual voter. Mm-hmm. So they have at times suggested something called proportional reduction, which is you just sort of randomly pull out a certain number of votes. So yesterday they seemed to distance themselves from that alternative. But that's the other remedy they've discussed over time.
Well, that's their remedy, but the justices have another option, which is to declare Al Franken the winner, right?
Of course, right. I thought you were asking what Coleman's asked for, but yeah, clearly we think the most appropriate thing at this point is for this court to uphold the work of a unanimous state canvassing board, which included two of their colleagues, two Supreme Court justices who didn't sit yesterday. Hmm. Two judges and the Secretary of State who unanimously ruled that Al Franken was the winner in January, and then to uphold the unanimous decision of a 3-judge panel that heard 7 weeks of testimony who unanimously declared that Al Franken received the most votes. So we think the most appropriate thing for this court to do is to uphold those earlier decisions. I think the people of Minnesota have a lot to be proud of with how careful this election and recount and contest took place, and we look forward to a decision from the Supreme Court.
How soon?
You never know. You know, it's
they're not going to drag this out.
No, I mean, I think we're you know, I think the estimates run from run in the few week category, and that's probably mm-hmm. about right. But I couldn't tell you whether that's 1 week or 4 weeks. But I think it's something probably in that ballpark.
Again, we're talking with Al Franken's attorney, Mark Elias, who was in the Supreme Court yesterday, making the argument to have Aloha confirmed as the United States Senator, our next United States Senator from Minnesota. So, Mark, once the court rules, could the court, then it goes to the governor, right, and the Secretary of State. They've got to certify this election. Will they, do you have any indication, and could the court order the governor to certify?
Yeah, well, let's remember the role that the Secretary of State and the governor play here is really a ministerial role. It is the election results get certified by the state canvassing board, and then if the court upholds that, then that's really the decision. The decision mm-hmm. would be by the court that who wants. There is then a very, you know, fancy parchment that gets prepared by the governor in every state and signed, and, you know, it's a calligraphy document. It's very nice to see them hanging in Senate offices. And that gets signed by the governor and countersigned by the Secretary of State. But if the court rules that Al Franken is entitled to that certificate, that should be the end of the road. We asked the court specifically to make clear that that is the end of the road and that the governor and Secretary of State have to sign it, just so that there is no further need for litigation or confusion going forward. But, you know, I'm hopeful that Governor Pawlenty, if there's a clear order, will, you know, and have no reason to think he won't follow that law. So.
There are rumblings in Washington here, particularly from Senator Cornyn's office, that no matter how the court rules, well, of course, if they ruled in Coleman's favor, but which I think is unlikely, but if they did, then they might they'd just let the process go forward. But that if the judge were to rule in your favor, the justices were, that Coleman might try to take this to the federal courts. On what grounds?
Well, and I have a lot of respect for Senator Cornyn. He's obviously a former judge in Texas, and he, unless there's something different about the law in Texas when he was a judge, the law doesn't allow a party to jump from state court to federal court and start new lawsuits. Now, obviously, he could seek review by the U.S. Supreme Court, but that would be discretionary on the part of the U.S. Supreme Court, and and they haven't in recent decades, with the exception of Bush versus Gore, taken cases that involve election disputes with any regularity. Going to a new federal court would really be prohibited under what's called it's a nice Latin phrase, res judicata, which means basically you either bring your claims in state court and litigate through that system, or you bring them through federal court and you litigate through that system, but you can't go to one forum, litigate, lose, and then say, you know what, I want to do over and start over someplace else.
You can't shop it around like
correct.
That. Correct. Huh? All right. Well, it looks like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mark, you've done an excellent job for our good friend Al Franken, and we congratulate you. We've got our fingers crossed. We want a decision soon, and we want to, here we are right on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We want to look out the window and see Al walking into the Capitol building.
Absolutely.
Soon
Absolutely.
And taking that seat.
Absolutely.
All right, great, Mark. Say hello to Al, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Mark Elias, Al Franken's attorney. And we'll come back and talk General Motors with a man who's right in the heart of it, been very much a part of the decision, and whose members have given up a lot and going to have to give up a lot more. Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the United Auto Workers.
This is the Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream, and it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take all-natural Beta Prostate. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense, but when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
A combination of wet roads and volume starting to build. We're looking at those delays as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland just after 120th as you're making your way towards 84th. We'll break loose for a little bit, then you'll bog down again once you get downtown. Pretty much I-70 towards Spear. Again, splashback is going to be a problem today. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a chilly day, cool with a high of only 54 degrees, cloudy throughout, chance of rain throughout the day, currently 48 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard,
get the good stuff!
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
If you're looking for a new or used Corvette or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
More, all at a nearby store or shipped directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a designer surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
This is the Bill Press Show.
15 minutes before the top of the hour here, the Bill Press Show. We'll be keeping our eye on Capitol Hill today, where Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor will be having her first meetings with members of the Senate. And we'll be keeping our eye on the situation out in Detroit. President Obama making the announcement at the White House yesterday. I was there in the foyer of the White House when he announced the new plan, General Motors going into bankruptcy, and coming out of it, a restructured company, the American taxpayers owning 60% of it and putting another $30 billion in. One of the players at the table from the beginning here trying to save General Motors, the proud members of the United Auto Workers, 513,000 strong active members and 575,000 retired members who've given up a lot to help make this happen. Honored to have with us the proud president of the United Auto Workers, the Honorable Ron Gettelfinger. Hey, Mr. President. Ron, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having the UAW on.
I want to ask you, first of all, did President Obama do the right thing by having the federal government step in to try to rescue General Motors here?
Yes, he did. There's no question that General Motors would be in liquidation. We know the number of jobs that would have been impacted across our entire economy. So, yes, the president did the correct thing.
But you have already, I mean, your members have had some pretty painful cuts already. How many of your members have already lost their jobs?
Well, depends on how far back you really want to go.
Yeah, and let's say in this round of Chrysler and General Motors.
Well, it's going to be a considerable number. We think at General Motors that we'll probably see somewhere in the 15,000 to 18,000 range, and then we're going to lose additional 5,000, 6,000 at Chrysler.
Wow. And didn't... Ron, help me out. Didn't the members, even before the bankruptcy, right, agree to cuts in wages and to cuts in health care benefits?
Absolutely. And if you go back, 05 will be the last year that a traditional worker at a General Motors facility got a raise. We had negotiated some performance bonuses, which we gave up in 05 mid-contract negotiations. We gave up the 06 3% wage increase. So, yes, there's been a tremendous amount of sacrifice. And I might point out that 05 was a mid-contract year for us. So we didn't have to go to the bargaining table, but we went in and we made additional concessions both from the active and retiree standpoint.
So when you say the 15 to 18,000, would that include the closing of these additional 14 plants?
Yeah, we're looking for that. Right now, General Motors is somewhere about 58,000 workers. They're going to end up in the 38 to 40 range. And we're a little bit conservative on those numbers because the projections for 10 million vehicle sales we don't believe is accurate. That's now the break-even point for General Motors from a business standpoint. We believe that auto sales will ratchet up and hopefully with that, we'll be able to get some more production back in a couple of these facilities.
Once this thing, the dust settles, and you've got the remaining 38 to 40,000 workers still with jobs at General Motors, what's going to be the story for them in terms of their health and retirement benefits?
Well, on the retirement benefits, let's talk about that first. The pension is secured, so we don't, let's just set that aside. We've got an agreement with the corporation on that.
Pensions are secure.
The pensions are secure. Now, what we're really talking about here is the other post-employee benefits, which is health care for retirees. We had created a VEBA in 05 to mitigate the cost of the company and to take care of the dental. 07, we agreed that what we would do was take all of the OPEB off of the company's books and put it, the risk and the responsibility, onto a VEBA. What's happened in this round is that there's a lot of debt on the company's books that they owe to the VEBA, and we were required, after negotiations both with Treasury and with General Motors and Chrysler, to exchange that debt for equity in the corporation. So there's a lot of risk been shifted to the VEBA when it comes to retiree health.
So you will own what percent of the company, this new company?
Well, there's 17.5% is what it looks like in that range. And it won't be the UAW that will own anything here. It will be, the equity will belong to the VEBA for the retiree health care, and it will be overseen by an independent fiduciary, the equity will.
How much confidence do you have as president of the UAW, Ron Gettelfinger, our guest here on the Bill Press Show? Mr. President, how much confidence do you have that General Motors is going to get back on its feet, producing cars Americans want to buy, and start, you know, showing a profit again, and enduring as the American great company that it is?
Well, I think a couple of things we need to just point out here. Number one, this is a worldwide problem. We saw some of the number one automakers in the world, Toyota as an example, experienced greater loss than General Motors did. So this is a worldwide problem. Secondly, the viability plan that's been put forth by the corporation is based on 10 million vehicle sales a year. Normally, in a recession, that would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 14 million. So we're looking for that to creep up. They're going to get their debt off of their balance sheet. They're going to completely restructure the company. So we're very confident that General Motors is going to come out of this stronger, and that they will be able to compete in the conditions that exist.
Do you think Detroit can make fuel-efficient cars that Americans want to buy?
Well, you know, they already make fuel-efficient cars. If you take vehicle segment by segment and compare them to any of the competitors, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are in the range. General Motors gets more has more vehicles that get 30 miles to the gallon out there. But, yes, I truly believe they can. But there's got to be a balance here, Bill, between what the customer wants and the environment. And when I say what the customer wants, I mean what can the customer afford to buy when it comes to clean vehicles? Because there is really a dramatic cost that's associated with clean right now.
Well, I think we're on the right track, and I know one thing. This deal would not have happened if it had not been for the leadership of the UAW. So I thank you for that, congratulate you for that, and I hope we come out of it with your members with good jobs and good benefits, General Motors back as a solid, profitable company, and the American economy back on his feet again. That's a lot to ask for, but I think we're heading in that direction.
I think you're exactly right. We're on the road to success here, and all we want now is we're just going to continue to stay at it. We're going to build quality products like we have been. We're going to maintain productivity in our plants, and we're going to come out of this thing much better off. It'll be a much smaller company, but let me suggest this. We're much better off with the leadership of President Obama in keeping this company afloat as opposed to letting it go into insolvency.
Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks
and
for your
thank
good
you.
Work.
Thank you very much, Bill, and thanks for having the UAW on your program.
All right, you got it. Ron Gettelfinger, president of the UAW.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Change has come to America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Itchy bug bites, irritated skin. Summer means it's time for new Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion and Cream. Heat rash? Get the quick fix. Dry skin itch? Get the lasting fix. New Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion and Cream with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Poison ivy itch? Look for the healing seal. New Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion and Cream. The quick fix for almost every itch. Find them in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
You know what it's like.
Coffee.
The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Hi, I'm Dan Dutra, Southwest Airlines ramp agent for 7 years.
Charles Jackson, ramp supervisor for 19 years.
You know, maybe other people are content to sit around and wait.
Wait for something to happen.
For business to pick up.
Fine.
But for you, it's time to kick it in gear.
Time to get it going.
Time to get tough.
Make something happen.
And take control.
You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
It's on every day.
It's always on, baby.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, June 2nd, a very quick parting shot for today. Just a final word on General Motors. You know, it's vital that, like Chrysler, GM get through these bankruptcy proceedings as soon as possible. And then once the company is restructured, back on its feet and making a profit, it's also vital that the federal government turn GM over to its new management and walk away. It'll be a great day when we can all say proudly once again, what's good for General Motors is good for the country, but only when the federal government is not running it. We don't want the government in the auto business. Get General Motors back on its feet. All right, great day today, folks. We'll be back with Senator Byron Dorgan right here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
War!
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani, and there's breaking news from overseas. They can't be sure, but searchers believe they may have found wreckage from the Air France flight that went down off Brazil Sunday night with 228 people on board. CBS's Elaine Cobb has the latest from Paris.
Brazil, therefore, says it has found debris floating in the Atlantic Ocean in the zone where it was believed the missing airplane went down. The Air Force spokesman said that airplane seats were among the debris. They also spotted small white pieces of debris that might be metallic. There were signs of oil and kerosene used as jet fuel.
List of passengers on Flight 447 included two Americans, a husband and wife who used to live in the Houston area. The man who's trying to steer General Motors toward the road to recovery tells the CBS News Early Show there's no reason not to buy a GM car, CEO Fritz Henderson.
We're open for business. We're able to provide, we're not only selling cars, we're financing cars, we're providing service and warranty.
As part of its strategy to become a smaller, more efficient company, GM has agreed to sell Hummer to an unidentified buyer. The sale's expected to save 3,000 American jobs. There's trouble in paradise. The state of Hawaii is struggling to shrink a more than $700 million budget gap.
This is a fiscal emergency that is unprecedented in size and scope.
To deal with that unprecedented emergency, Governor Linda Lingle is ordering 3 days of unpaid furloughs each month for more than 14,000 state workers. In effect, the 14% pay cut. Some new studies point to new benefits from folic acid. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Two new studies suggest folic acid doesn't just protect against birth defects of the brain and spine. Elevated doses can reduce heart defects, too.
In order to protect a woman against some of these birth defects, they have to be taking these additional quantities of folic acid.
Dr. Joel Mason of Tufts University says women should begin before they get pregnant. So folic acid levels in food should be raised, right? Well, not so fast. Mason says older people taking these higher levels could be more susceptible to developing small tumors, a recipe for a public health dilemma, Frank.
Mayo Clinic researchers have come up with a simple non-invasive test that can detect cancers of the colon, pancreas, stomach, and esophagus. Dr. David Alquist led the study.
A DNA-based stool test, which does indeed detect not only colorectal, but all of the cancers, the GI cancers above the colon as well.
YouTube shooting star who crashed hard may be coming around. Susan Boyle's older brother Jerry tells the CBS News Early Show his sister's recovering from the emotional exhaustion that put her in a British mental clinic.
Susan seems to be coming back to her old ways, though she's fine. She's anxious to come home, and she's sounding a bit more like herself.
And Boyle was hospitalized after losing the final competition on a British talent show. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about a point. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like our new lower price on 50-pound bags of fast-setting concrete mix, now just $4.37 each. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The rain and thunder that may have kept you awake last night should provide perfect sleeping weather tonight.
Generally light rainfall off and on through the day, and temperatures are going to be very cool for this time of year with readings holding pretty much in the 50s for the whole day.
Meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says things should get back to normal after today. Thousands of Latino business leaders from across the nation bring their national convention to Denver this fall. The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce brings its 30th annual gathering to the Colorado Convention Center in September. And a horse that was attacked by three dogs in Boulder has died from injuries to her head, throat, and body. Boulder police say a boxer and two Labrador retrievers attacked the horse Sunday morning. The dogs are being held at the Humane Society pending a case against their owners. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume starting to build all over the place as the rain is coming down. Good news is no significant accidents, but we are going to see those delays in the usual spots like southbound I-25, basically 120th to 84th. C-470 also loading up on that eastbound side, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. 6th Avenue, crowded, Federal to I-25. Remember, those ramps will get flooded and standing water may be present, so do factor that into your ride. It's also coming down along I-72 and through Summit County. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Check out Colorado.com today. Colorado's calling you this summer. Calling you to get out and explore the state that you call home. Reconnect with your past or start a new summer tradition. Start planning your getaway today.
Have you missed a mortgage payment, or are you about to? There are better options than foreclosure. I'm Jeff Gadd with Coldwell Banker. I'm a certified distressed property expert, and all services are free. We have the answers you need. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Williams,
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
It's Tuesday, June 2nd. Welcome to Montel Across America, day 41 of Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. It's a wonderfully beautiful day here in the nation's capital. Why are we in the nation's capital? Because we're living up to our moniker, Montel Across America. And we're traveling the show, and we're coming to you today from the Campaign for America's Future, which is right here at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. And it's a convention that brings together people who have progressive beliefs and are trying to move forward a progressive agenda with progressive candidates, and they're talking about issues everything from employee free choice to taxation to retirement to energy to immigration to investment to higher education, and we'll be covering a lot of those issues like we did yesterday and again like we will do today and we will do tomorrow with some of the leading pundits and some of the leading authorities on every one of these issues here in Washington, D.C., from congressmen to senators to officials of corporations. That's what we're having on, and it's been wonderful so far. I attended a conference or a seminar yesterday afternoon that was chaired by Congressman Nadler, and discussing the need, from his perspective and a lot of people's perspective, in the need for us to actually criminally prosecute those involved with the bouncing ball of torture. This issue is going to come up over and over again. I'm not going to address it that way today. We will take an entire show to address it because there's a lot of information out there that I don't think a lot of you are aware of. And that's one of the things I love about the show, Montel Across America. Come on with it. Day 41. We're having such a good time. Why? Because we like to make sure that we bring you information that you can use. We want to give you all the information that backs up that information that you use. We're, the newest moniker, and I'm loving this, Air America, which has been around for a while, their moniker for quite a long time was the Land of Truth, Justice, and the American Way. But, we've rebranded, and I think the brand is really the one that is commensurate with what we do here at Air America, and that is it's the land of independent and unfiltered thought. and unfiltered comments, and it's also the land of inclusion because we make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to participate in the discussion here so all voices are heard and we can bring all those voices together to come up with the conclusions that we have to come up with. And I've got some conclusions that I want to make, and I'm really interested in what you think about my conclusions, because today I've got a few that may make a couple of you a little upset. And if it does, so what? I really don't care. I hope I upset you. I upset you so much that it makes you step up to the plate and make some comments yourself, especially about what the former vice president, and let's make sure we get this straight every time we say his name, the former vice president, no longer elected to any office, no longer heading up any committees, heading up any parties, just an average citizen, civilian. The former vice president made headlines yesterday. Everybody ran around. It made me sick yesterday listening to some of the pundits on different radio shows and television shows talking about the fact that the former president is now farther to the left of President Obama. And I thought it was interesting. The reason why they were saying this is because the president or the former vice president came out in favor of of gay marriage. And it was very, very interesting the way he did this. He had a speech yesterday before the press club, and this is what he had to say.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
And, you know, he went on to say this. Now, when you listen to Vice President Cheney's, former Vice President Cheney's comments, he states unequivocally that it's based on the fact that his family has had to deal with this for some time. So he shows very clearly that he is empathetic and sympathetic to the fact that his gay daughter does not have rights. So he would like to use his life experience to make a decision and a determination and help states make legislative decisions and determinations. And isn't it really quite absurd that he says this yesterday and everybody gave him a pass? No one even commented on the fact that Dick Cheney uses his life experiences to accept his child. Interesting. Now we talk about the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor. And nominee to the Supreme Court bench, Sotomayor, said unequivocally that it's her life experiences that are going to be come to play when she has to make some decisions that are legislative decisions. And the fact that life experiences will give a person a broader breadth of understanding. Isn't it amazing how now Dick has become a sensitive Dick by Cheney, by saying that we need to start taking in life experiences at the state level when we determine people's rights to marry. And he did say unequivocally, let's play it one more time so we get it.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family.
Wait, stop it for a second. Doesn't it sound like he's apologizing? My daughter's gay, something we live with for a long time, like it's cancer or something? But go ahead, finish that comment.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish. Any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
He just said regulated state level, so he's saying empathy, sympathy, his understanding, his life experiences play in the decisions that are made at the legislative level, at the state level. So I don't understand why people like Congressman Sessions went off and said that this is really an incorrect way to look at anything when it comes to legislation. Remember, this is what he said.
I think President Obama has set the tone for that. He's talked about a judge who has empathy, and empathy for certain groups, and he specifically named groups. And that, to me, also is a troubling philosophy. It goes against the heart of the great American heritage of the independent judge.
And he went on to say that this background can't, should not influence a decision.
I think that she is a person who believes that her background can influence her decision. That's what troubles me.
Stop right. That's what troubles me. Now, Dick Cheney is saying that his background and his experience as a father of a gay child has made him more sympathetic and more empathetic, and we should use that kind of rationale at the state level to pass legislation. How different is that from anything that Sotomayor had to say? But guess what? That's Dick Sessions, because you know what? Michael Steele, and I love to call him Richard Steele, you know, like the former boxing referee, but Michael Steele went on to basically say, you know what? I think Dick Cheney's right.
Well, I think the vice president brings a very personal perspective to this issue and to the question of gay marriage and gay unions, and I think his comments are appropriate, a reflection of his family and his situation with his daughter.
And that would make you understand why Dick Cheney feels so free and open to make sure people are tortured, and he tries to justify it. He's so free and open to make statements about how he would not, oh, this one disgusted me yesterday. Let me go on, because when asked what he would do differently, listen to this.
Fact is that we did what we felt we had to do, and if I had it to do all over again, I would do exactly the same thing.
So he would do exactly the same thing. He would send our soldiers off to die at the same numbers. He wouldn't make an attempt to reduce the loss of American life. No. See, this guy plays it from both sides of his mouth, and people sit back and let him get away with this. Yesterday, most of the commentary on cable was about how farther left Dick Cheney was, but most people didn't pay attention to the bald-faced liar that he is. How can you out of one side of your mouth say that life experiences isn't important in court, but it is when it's a personal thing? That's very interesting, huh? That's what we're talking about today here at Montel Across America. You want to be a part of the conversation, call me, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. We'll be back right after this.
Montel Across America.
Join the conversation. Call
866-303-2270. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you noticed these days that every other advertisement seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. There are debt settlement programs that can help you settle your debt for less than you owe. However, it's important that you get all the facts and fully understand how it works before entering any program. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt settlement consultant that can help explain the process and to learn if a debt settlement program is right for you. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment.
To be referred to a debt settlement counselor who can help you choose a debt settlement program that's right for you, call 1-800-478-3596. That's 1-800-478-3596. Call 1-800-478-3596.
Slow speeds for northbounders on I-25 as you're making your way to and through the tech center. Pretty much it's
one movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30. But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand. Just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night. Never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Tuesday, June 2nd, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Williams, and I'm coming to you from beautiful nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. at the Campaign for America's Future, where I've been participating for the last day, and we'll do one more day here, with an organization that is really pro-progressive candidates entering the fray for elections. And so they cover all issues from employee free choice, taxation, retirement, energy, immigration, investments, higher education, and even issues like yesterday at a little conference that I went to, or a seminar that I went to, headed up by Congressman Nadler, who discussed whether or not there is need for a a litigation against those who are involved in the torture campaign. And I'm telling you, if you had sat in on this meeting yesterday, you would probably have walked out the same way I felt, going, oh no, here we go. 55 special prosecutors coming. Special prosecutor for every individual. One for the vice president, one for the president, one for, you know, by the time we get done, America could be mired in nothing but legislation or litigation. And I don't know how that's going to impact our attempt to dig ourselves out of this recovery or out of this recession, but, you know, we'll figure it out, and hopefully smarter minds will prevail, and maybe we do something like has been done in the past, and let's just pass this, let's have a truth commission, and let's tell all the truth, let's let it out so we know the mistakes that were made, and we prosecute those who lie in that commission, and those who tell the truth, we say, okay, you did it, and let's move on and do the business of the country. I don't know, that's one view that I've heard from people. I'm not sure if I completely support that. Our next guest, though, is a political consultant, political commentator, and a former advisor to President Bill Clinton. He also co-hosts a political debate program called Crossfire. He is a research professor of public policy at Georgetown University Public Policy Institute, and he's currently a teacher at the University of Georgia School of Law as a Sanders political leadership scholar. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Montel Across America, Mr. Paul Begala. Thank you so much, Paul, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. You know, I don't know if you had a chance to hear the open of the show, but I was really intrigued, and I know that you've had a lot to say, or at least you've chimed in, on the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor as a potential judge for the Supreme Court. What do you think about all the rhetoric that's been just bounced around about her? And it just seems to continue to heat up.
Yeah, I think that we define ourselves, and I think the country does, in who we elevate to that court. President Bush, I got to say, the two people he put on the court were highly, highly qualified. Brilliant men with terrific intellects and great academic and professional qualifications, and yet, in Chief Justice Roberts, a guy who has always voted with corporate interests, always, according to Jeffrey Kubin in The New Yorker, always.
Right.
Voted against consumers and for corporate interests. Justice Alito, also a very qualified guy, but as a younger man, he fought very hard. One of the great causes he had in his life was keeping women out of Princeton, which is the elite private academy he went to in the Ivy League. One of those women who, by the way, wound up going there was Sonia Sotomayor. So that tells you what Bush is a little bit more exclusive, perhaps, perhaps a little more pro-corporate. What does Sotomayor say about President Obama? He says, first off, he values excellence. My goodness, at going to a school that didn't want women, she fought her way into that school and was the top academic honoree, the Pine Award. She was actually number two in her class and shared the most prestigious academic award. Went on to become a star at Yale Law. A tough inner-city prosecutor, which I think we in the press have not talked about enough.
Okay, you know, but when we talk about things like that, it's very interesting. I don't know if you heard this yesterday from former Vice President Dick Cheney, but, you know, the argument that's been going on about Sotomayor is that people fear that she's going to take her life experiences and utilize those life experiences in the decisions that she makes, you know, as far as the court goes. And it's really kind of crazy that we beat this to death, because I believe that almost every justice that's in there has done this. You can't stop from using your life experiences. But yesterday, former Vice President Dick Cheney basically said that, you know, life experiences are what's important to the legislative process. Listen to this for a second. I'll explain my point.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
Well, I mean, now he's talking about legislation at the state level based on his life experience, because he's the father of a gay child, lived through this experience, and therefore he understands that it'd be now more sympathetic, more empathetic, and believes strongly, and contrary to what the rest of the Republican Party seems to think, that gay marriage is okay. So he himself is stating that unequivocally your personal experiences play in how you formulate decisions that will now impact legislation. So why are we making a big deal out of the fact that, you know, Sonia Sotomayor may do the same?
Well, exactly. In fact, every judge and justice brings their life experiences to bear. It doesn't mean they simply vote their identity. I think if you look at Justice Thomas, he was a guy who grew up terribly poor in the viciously segregated South. He has been informed by those experiences. Now, he may have arrived in a different place than other people like me or other African-Americans, but all of us use our experiences. When Justice Alito was being confirmed, he said his family's experience as immigrants from Italy who had been discriminated against would affect him.
Absolutely. And, Paul, I got to thank you so much. I know you're on a junket. I got to thank you for joining us here at Montel Across America. I got to take a little break. Don't go away. You're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry?
For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-233-7599. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599.
Hey, this is Montel Williams, and you know the best way to listen to my...
It's a wet and sloppy ride as things do get up and running right now. Standing...
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
City Park South is offering its best deal ever on one-bedroom luxury condos starting at just $299.9 during their Tower 1 final closeout. Call 303-333-1200 or visit the Pinnacle at 17th and Fillmore.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr. Money, and I'm finding out why our customers love to play here.
I like the new penny machines that they put out.
The Lodge is the best casino in Blackhawk.
Does it get any better? Well, how about a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies? Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Hi, I'm Scott Haberkamp, Southwest Airlines SkyCap for 12 years. You know, maybe other people are content to sit around and wait. Wait for something to happen. For business to pick up. Fine. But for you, it's time for you to kick it in gear. Time to get going. Time to get tough. Make something happen and take control. You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
Oh, it's on. You don't have to tell me it's on.
We've all seen our investments and savings lose value in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, 36th Director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply, and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. And gold is a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN. 877-322-COIN. Call now. 877-322-2646.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer unfortunately ignored a chip on her windshield. Then the other night, she drove over a big bump.
And crack! Time for a new windshield. If only she'd called Elite SafeLite sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it by injecting our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair is quicker than a replacement, and with most insurance plans, it's free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
All of the things you expect from your radio station, like up-and-coming artists, support for community events and causes, even the weather,
are in danger.
If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell Congress to say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act.
If you're ready to consolidate debt or remodel your home, you should talk to TCF Bank. TCF Bank has lots of money to lend. Visit TCF Bank, apply online at tcfbank.com, or give them a call at 1-800-TCF-LEND. TCF National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Montel Across America. I'm Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Williams, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Of course, you can be part of the conversation by calling 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270, and pick up the phone, call your mom, call your dad, call your aunt and uncle. Let them know that all I have to do is come up online at montel@airamerica.com. You can send me an email or come up at montelacrossamerica.com. Punch the little button that says listen in, and you got me live. I'll be coming to a station near you real soon. As a matter of fact, we're really excited. We're here in Washington, D.C. right now, and I'm broadcasting live from the Campaign for America's Future, and we just found out that within the next couple of days, we will be announcing a Washington, D.C. station for Air America. So I'll be here and coming at you live in a living color from Washington, D.C. at least once, maybe twice a month. I'll be trying to make sure I do that to include everyone's views and points of views here at Montel Across America. And I'm really, really fortunate to have our next guest here on the show because, you know, as we talk about things that are in the way this economic slowdown is impacting us here, we should know that it's impacting everyone around the world and also interest of the U.S. around the world. Our next guest is a non-voting delegate for the United States Virgin Islands to the United States State House of Representatives. She was born in Teaneck, New Jersey, daughter of a county judge. She was a commissioner of health for the Virgin Islands from 1993 to 1994 and also ran a private medical practice until 1996. She was a status commission and board of education. She was on a status commission and board of education and was also elected as a Democrat to the House in 1996. Her name is Donna Christensen, so please welcome Congresswoman Donna Christensen to the show.
Thank you and good morning.
It's great
to be here with you.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us. You know, I want to just jump right in and ask you, we're looking at GM bankruptcy. We're looking at an economic slowdown here on what I'll say, that you probably hate this term, the mainland.
Well, we call it that too.
Okay. So here on the mainland, we're looking at this economic slowdown. How has this impacted Virgin Islands? I'm sure that from tourism and
those
kinds of, right. Now, when we say tourism, and then every other day the conversation from the president is, get on down to Cuba.
Well, tourism is, our economy is really based on tourism. 70% of our economy is tourism based. And so we've had a slowdown in tourism this year. And the prospect of Cuba opening up does scare a lot of those who are in the tourism industry in the Virgin Islands. But I think that we can develop our product in such a way, as we are continuing to do right now, that we'll still be attractive and more travel to the Caribbean may just, you know, mean more travel for everyone.
And that brings me to a point. I think maybe is it time that the Caribbean decided to maybe pull together as one unit? I mean, if we open up conversations with Cuba and we can convince the new administration to say, hey, maybe a United States of the Caribbean, but why not?
Well, there's a big movement among the CARICOM countries to...
The CARICOM countries,
right,
thank you.
Right, because we're U.S., So we would not be included. We don't even sit on CARICOM or any of the regional bodies. We're trying to get observer status. But the Caribbean is really making a move to become more united in a single economy. But
would it not be a good idea to maybe shift from the U.S. and become a part of that community, considering the fact that as long as you've been a part of the U.S., we've kept you at arm's length as second-class citizens by saying that, yes, you get representation, we're going to tax you, but no representation with a real vote, so why not go someplace where you get a real vote and you have real representation?
Well, as you said, I was a member of the Status Commission back about almost 15 years ago, I guess it was. The people of the Virgin Islands haven't made a decision to move in any one direction, but were we to move towards independence or free association, we definitely would become a part of a regional body. But we still, for the most part, Virgin Islanders want to remain a part of the United States and have not made a decision on any change in our political relationship.
Let me ask you a question. How many high-tech companies have rolled down to the Virgin Islands at all, any of the islands in there, and suggested the pod? Look, I spent a lot of time down in the Virgin Islands from time to time. I get down there. The wind's always blowing. It's windy. It's crazy. I don't think I've been down there on a stagnant day. So why don't we take advantage of the shallow water? Let's put in some huge wind turbines. You could become one of the world's leading, you know, wind energy producers. Because, I mean, we're always looking for corridors. We know that that area is a corridor for wind. It's the development of tornadoes. You know, so why not?
Well, I mean, actually, the Department of Interior has done a study, and for one of the islands, St. Croix, more than the others, when it's possible. It's not the primary recommended source of energy, but we are looking at all of it, from solar. I mean, that we have in large amounts almost every day of the year, but also some ocean thermal energy.
And ocean
sources.
Current energy? Are they working on that too?
Yes.
So now are companies coming down and actually, you know, with open arms trying to welcome the integration of, you know, scientists and doctors and researchers from the Virgin Island, or are they bringing in their offshore connections and basically doing what we've always done, and that's attempting just to utilize the space and colonialize it?
Well, and the stimulus package that was passed earlier this year is really helpful, but some companies are looking at coming in and manufacturing, for example, solar panels and other energy-related machinery. And what they will have to do, because based on our economic development policies, is hire local, as long as local is available, up to at least a certain percentage. And those companies do reach out to people that may be not at home but have the expertise but have not been able to use their expertise in the Virgin Islands because companies didn't exist. We have financial services. We're opening up a tech park in conjunction with our university. And so we expect to really diversify our economy quite a bit.
You know, I spent some time in Bermuda also, and the Bermudian government has a very, very interesting rule in law. I mean, I think that's probably the country with the lowest unemployment in the world because every Bermudian has a right to a job, and every Bermudian has a right to a job first. That's not happening in the Virgin Islands, is it?
It should. It doesn't always happen as it should, but we do have some regs along those lines. And a labor department that's supposed to monitor it.
And that's not being protectionist. We're talking about a nation, an island nation, that has very limited space, very limited resources, and I would believe that the people that are indigenous that live there have a right to first come, first serve. How about in the world of healthcare? I know that now still for major, major invasive surgeries, do people still have to leave the island and come to the mainland, right?
We've done a lot better in bringing specialty care to the Virgin Islands in both hospitals. We have a major cancer center in St. Thomas. We have a major cardiac center in St. Croix. But for very high levels of tertiary health care, it's either Puerto Rico or the mainland that many people will have to travel. But we're doing a lot better. We're looking forward to having the healthcare reform initiative put in place, and so that we can revamp some of the ways that the Virgin Islands and other territories are treated under some of the federal programs.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Donna Christensen, who is the U.S. Virgin Islands delegate to Congress. And when it comes to just the idea of health care again, and you know, and I've been a major proponent of
Absolutely.
The fact that we run a sick care system, not a health care system. We only respond when someone's ill, and we don't even really promote prevention the way we should. Now, I got to tell you, when I come down to the islands, the first thing I want to do is run down and start grabbing people and hug them, say, anybody talk to you about how, stop eating some of this stuff. Let's start talking prevention because, you know, cardiac heart disease is rife on the islands, obesity rife on the islands. And who's leading the charge? And if you need somebody to help you out, you got to call me because I think we could cut the expense of health care in half if we approach it from a prevention standpoint rather than a sick care standpoint.
Well, this is a problem for the entire country and, of course, poor communities and communities of color in particular. So we're not very much different from other communities in that respect. But we do have a health department that is prevention-oriented. We are looking at how we can not only just reform the healthcare system around the country, of course, which the territories are included in, but to really transform it and put more emphasis on prevention. And all of the pieces of legislation that are being proposed have prevention as a key tenet or key provision of those proposals, and as well as incentives for wellness programs, both for the individual, for companies, for the insurance industry.
That's excellent. Well, you know what? We're going to run out of time kind of quick, but I want you to go ahead and do your 1 minute appeal to why people should be picking their vacation right now and come to the Virgin Islands. You know, the sun is beautiful, the water is warm, the fishing is great, the music is over the top, and just the camaraderie and the friendship and the welcome is ridiculous. So if you're going somewhere, you should be going to Caribbean, right?
Absolutely, and you should come to the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's part of the United States. You don't need a passport to
like if you went to Mexico or to Canada.
Yes,
now.
Yes, and the people are wonderful, It's a unique part of the United States, and I think everyone should experience it.
Without a doubt, I think they should experience it. You've been listening to Donna Christensen, Congresswoman from the U.S. Virgin Islands. We've got to take a little break here at Montel Across America, but of course, if you have anything you want to say to us, you can email me at montel@airamerica.com. You can come on my website, montelmedia.com, find out a lot of things about ways that you can make your life better, and we'll be talking again from the Campaign for America's Future when we come back. You're listening to Montel Across America.
This is a message for Medicare folks using diabetic testing supplies. Ever notice how fast you go through your testing supplies? We're America's Health Products with some good news for you. To make your life easier, we'll get your testing supplies at little or no cost, shipped directly to your home free, guaranteed. Medicare members call 1-800-908-9402. Say goodbye to monthly refills. You'll get a full 90-day supply. No more bad weather, high gas costs, or rushing to the drugstore. Call 1-800-908-9402 for your diabetic testing supplies at little or no cost, always with free shipping guaranteed. Medicare members, pick up that phone and give us a call right now. We'll get your testing supplies with free shipping guaranteed right to your home. Stay healthy. Go with the puppy.
The biggest slowdowns of this morning's commute is the northbound side of I-25 as you're trying to get out of Castle Rock, starting right around Founders Parkway. Speeds are going to be in the single digits. Splashback, standing water on the roads just causing those big-time slowdowns. C-470 also drag and Kipling to Santa Fe. Then again, University all the way up to I-25. Speaking of 25, dragging as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown, really slow on that northbound side. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South is offering its best deal ever on one-bedroom luxury condos starting at just $299.9 during their Tower 1 final closeout. Call 303-333-1200 or visit the Pinnacle at 17th and Fillmore.
If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Come on now, it's Tuesday, June 2nd, day 42 of Montel Across America. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Montel Williams, and we're having such a great time here, coming from Washington, D.C., live, living up to our moniker of the show, which is Montel Across America. And you know, 42 days of show, and we've been on the road now 11 days. That's rocking and for a brand new show. Half these guys, I'm looking down here at Radio Row, and I will tell you that most of these guys, this is probably their first day out of their studio, and we've been on the road almost a third of the time that we've been on the air, so it's really, really great, and I'm having a great time, and we're very fortunate to be joined by our next guest, who is a Westminster College graduate. He also started his career as a correspondent for NBC News, where he appeared regularly on NBC...
No. Different Eric. That's a different Eric Burns, Martel.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay.
Wrong guy. I apologize. I had the wrong intro. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Eric Burns to the show.
Thanks, Martel. I was like, I don't learn with Westminster College.
Well, you know what? They must have given. I got the wrong background on you, but you appear on our show. And we talk about the 100 days, and we're talking about you really pay attention and keep track of what's going on in the media and keep us all honest. And I'm going to ask you a question. What have you thought in the last week and a half about how dishonest, and I believe dishonest, the media has been at all in this entire Sotomayor, I'm going to call it debacle. What do you think about that?
That's an incredible, I mean, that's an apropos word to describe it, Montel. Media Matters, which is the organization that I'm with, you know, we monitor the media, we fact-check the media, and try to keep everybody honest, and it's a tough job, and it's increasingly difficult. It reminds me of what we saw the right to Anita Hill back, you know, in the early 90s, during the during and then after the hearings on Justice Thomas.
I mean, but I'm getting angry. I don't know, man. I'm one of these weird freaks. I sit down with a remote control, sometimes two in my hand. If I'm in my apartment, all three televisions are on different stations. I'm literally walking up and down the hallway, yelling at that screen, yelling back at that screen, going back over here, checking the news story for that one. And as I've been doing this for the last couple of days, two things that bother me, I'm insane about them. One is the fact that reporter after reporter after reporter right now seems to only want to refer to Dick Cheney as the vice president, not the former vice president. Oh. And they make sure they say the vice president, Dick Cheney, said this to counter what President Obama said. Mm-hmm. That gives a tacit legitimacy to a person who's not elected,
That's not true. Still an official, because he should always be titled the ex or former vice president. That's one that bugs me. Number two that bugs me is that, like yesterday, Dick steps up yesterday and he says, you know what, after now reviewing my family history and looking at our background and understanding that we had a gay child, it's been our experiences that's helped us make the decisions that we've made to make me want to accept gay and lesbian marriage. And so should everyone else. Matter of fact, let me play this comment. Listen to this comment for a second. The Cheney one on his daughter.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
So he's saying that regulation, legislation should come at the state level based on, and his opinion is formed after his family has dealt with this issue, almost as if his daughter has cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, he says it like it's some disease.
Like it just happened.
But what he's basically saying is his empathy for his daughter, his sympathy for his daughter, made him change his mind and utilize those experiences to help him formulate his experience now, which means that states should legislate marriage to allow for gay marriage. Well, is that any different than what Sotomayor just said last week about the fact that her experiences as a woman and her breadth of experiences gives her not necessarily superiority over, but a wider range of experiences for which she can tap into when she makes her legislative decisions? So to me, it's the exact same thing. And where is the media jumping up and down and saying something about this?
Well, but Montel, that's just not as exciting to report on. That's the problem. And I'd say Sotomayor went even further, because she said everybody ought to have that empathy. Everybody ought to have that perspective, which Cheney didn't. And it certainly is convenient for Cheney, after his political career is over, to come out and say that he supports his daughter, now has empathy for her lifestyle, and thinks that there should be a change in state laws. But that wasn't his position for the 40 years that he was in political life.
And then we have the media yesterday jumping up and down, and every single soundbite open to a news story is Vice President Cheney is more left or more sympathetic than the president on this issue, which
is absurd.
But we let him get away with this. What do we have to do, Eric? Come
we
on.
All have, we all say we all have to get involved, Montel, and it's tough. We're at it every day. We've got 70 or so kids that are listening, just like Montel, just like you say you do. That we watch TV all day long, every day, 20 hours a day. We're monitoring the media. We're putting out research, fact based, debunking the lies. And we're in an age now when every American has a phone, they have a computer, they can call the producer at CNN, they can call an editor at the New York Times, they can go to our website to get the phone numbers and the information they need at MediaMatters.org, and they can get engaged. Because, as you know, Montel, the media today, it's the ongoing, everyday national town hall discussion that we have in this country that decides the future of the future course of this nation, and there's nothing that's more important.
I've been involved in this media for 17 years, and of course I'm self-serving. You know, the better you do, the better ratings, the more you stay on the air, and the wider the distribution. I get that, but do you think, and maybe I'm wrong, smack me, tell me I'm wrong, I'm watching news anchors, pundits, who appear to be not interested in the news. They're interested in getting their own show. So the more riled up they can look or appear, the more I can't understand.
Our news networks aren't about news anymore. They're about punditry. And what happens is when Bill O'Reilly gets on the air and he starts, blowing off about something or other, right? He's generally expressing his opinion. When he feigns to offer a fact, it's usually wrong. There's no disclaimer underneath his show that says this is not news. This is punditry. But there should be, because Americans tune in and they expect the news when they turn on Fox News Channel.
Just the same way as right now, I have a whole whole product line, because my books are called Living Well at Montel. My product line I'm selling right now, if you go up on television, you'll catch a late night infomercial that's talking about the Living Well Health Master Blender, which is a really exceptional tool to help your life. Well, but along the bottom of it, it says paid advertising.
Exactly.
And that's what should start going under the names of people like Bill O'Reilly and all of these guys. And I'm not going to just pick on him. I got really angry at 360, Anderson Cooper. Because, I mean, these guys 2 weeks ago set it up as if the former president had the right to compete in the WWF against the president.
Well, that's what's most dangerous is even when you have folks like Bill O'Reilly, most people kind of understand now who Bill O'Reilly is, what he represents. But when that stuff matriculates into the real mainstream media, folks like Anderson Cooper, who do have that image of being legitimate news individuals, when they start repeating this stuff and using these same constructions that are misleading, that's where it's really dangerous.
I got to go to a break. You're listening to the Chief of Staff of Media Matters for America, Eric Burns. Make sure you go up on our website. You've been listening to Montel Across America. Eric will be back sometime. Thank you so much for being
with us. Thanks for having me.
Rachel Maddow here, and I want to...
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. If the price is right, the home will sell. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales are up for the third month in a row.
Backward, this is the biggest monthly increase since October 2001.
Industry spokesman Walter Maloney puts the gain in pending sales at 6.7%.
Low interest rates are bringing buyers into the market, as well as we're starting to see some impact now from the first-time buyer tax credit.
Sales are improving in some parts of the country, but not in others. What may be the wreckage of a missing Air France jet has been spotted off the coast of Brazil. CBS's Elaine Cobb has the latest from Paris.
Brazilian military pilots spotted an airplane seat cushion, a life jacket, metallic debris, and signs of fuel as they were searching for the missing Air France airliner. They said they can't confirm it comes from that jet. They also said there were no signs of life. But the debris was found roughly along the path the jet was taking before it disappeared with 228 people on board.
Here at home, a mystery buyer has stepped up to take Hummer off GM's hands. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
The deal, according to GM, secures 3,000 jobs. GM wouldn't identify the new owner, but Hummer General Manager Jim Taylor says it's not a current manufacturer.
They are a very large investment house with a lot of international experience. They've got, and I just say this in all seriousness, deep pockets.
Deep enough, Taylor says, to fund future Hummer products. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, New York.
Judge Sonia Sotomayor is about to go through an important ritual for Supreme Court nominees. Live to CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. Walk us through it, Bob.
Frank, these are courtesy calls, mandatory courtesy calls, for the nominee to meet one-on-one with senators, starting with Democratic leader Harry Reid in just a few minutes. He's already on her side. Judge Sotomayor will then meet with nine others, Republicans and Democrats, including leaders of the Judiciary Committee. They'll hold hearings on her nomination, perhaps as early as next month.
A new study shows that folic acid not only prevents spina bifida and related birth defects, but can also cut the risk of premature births and heart defects in newborns. But Dr. Joel Mason, a researcher at Tufts University, says boosting levels of folic acid in foods may not be wise.
All that folic acid in some people adds up to an amount that potentially promotes the growth of small tumors.
The White House says President Obama will nominate Republican Congressman John McHugh of New York as Secretary of the Army. McHugh is the ranking Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. The Louisville Zoo is open for business as normal, but the zoo train involved in a derailment yesterday will be closed until further notice. The accident put 22 people in the hospital. One child was critically injured when the train's engine and three cars jumped the tracks. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead 47 points. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a Smarter Planet. Our topic, smarter healthcare. Today, 25% of our healthcare dollars are eaten by administrative costs. How can we make our healthcare systems more efficient? For some perspective, we talked with Joe Jasinski, a healthcare researcher at IBM.
All over the world, people want access to healthcare that is readily available, safe, effective, and affordable. To achieve that, we need to make healthcare systems smarter. Today, information is trapped in the system. Doctors, insurers, and patients aren't connected. That makes delivering healthcare complicated, time-consuming, and inefficient. Smarter healthcare systems can remove these barriers. Paperless systems can reduce medical errors. Advanced analytics will allow healthcare to become more personalized and information-based. Smarter systems mean that everyone can work as one team to put the focus where it belongs, on the patient.
IBM invites you to visit ibm.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Four Eastern Plains counties won't be taking a dip in the federal stimulus pool. Leaders in Cheyenne, Elbert, Kit Carson, and Lincoln counties told the state they just don't have the manpower available to research the best ways to use $17,000. The money's intended for area food programs for senior citizens. The Denver Post reports the state will reallocate that stimulus money. If you're looking for a temporary customer service job, you might be able to get one answering consumer questions about the digital TV transition.
That big day is coming on the 12th, and so we're preparing for a big surge of call volume for the FCC, and we're going to hire at least 300 people here in Denver for that.
Teletech's Chuck Koskovich, the Denver area has already switched to digital TV, but many other areas in the country haven't. If you're interested, go to higherpoint.com. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbounders on 225 Dragon Pass. Parker Road is making your way up to I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the single digits. We're also seeing huge delays for northbounders on I-25 coming out of Castle Rock. Now it's going to take you about 25 to 30 minutes as you're traveling on the northbound side of I-25. Tech Center all the way into the downtown area. Southbounders on I-25 downtown, a little bit crowded. Now, we are getting a word of an accident. This is on 36, right around Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend in Vegas at VisitLasVegas.com. Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at VisitLasVegas.com. That's VisitLasVegas.com.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Montel Williams,
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America. What is it?
What is hip? It's Montel Across America. Hi, I'm your host, Montel Wimps. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, and we're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, living up to our moniker of Montel Across America. We're traveling the show again. I know you've heard us from San Diego, from Los Angeles, from, New Orleans. We've been all over the place, and maybe even next month we might come to you from some far-off exotic land, and we're still waiting to see if we can figure that out. And that could be Africa, but we'll tell you about that a little later on. We've been talking about a lot of the hot issues in the news all day, and I got to continue doing it. There's some craziness happening all over the world today. And before we go back to some of our guests, one crazy thing is that it appears that Kim Jong-il, who likely suffered a stroke last August, has named his youngest son Kim Jong-un. Get it straight now. Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, as his heir. North Korea notified its diplomatic offices and it's reaching its people, it's teaching its people a song. You know, I guess the whole nation has to get together and sing his praises to the anointed leader. And some intelligence reports indicate that North Korea is requiring loyalty oaths right now to Kim Jong-un. Little is known about him. He is the third child. He's reportedly 26 years old, was educated internationally in Switzerland. Kim Jong-il succeeded his father, North Korea's leader, founder, Kim II Sung. Kim Il-sung. Kim Il-sung?
Kim Il-sung, yes.
Kim Il-sung. As the head of the country back in 1994, now if Kim Jong-un takes over, it seems as if the military is backing this, and some people are speculating that a lot of the posturing that's been going on the last 2 weeks from North Korea may have been, in fact, an opportunity for Kim Jong-il to prove to the military that he's in charge, he's a strong leader, and, of course, his now baby boy son will be just as strong. But I'm just wondering, since there's so little known about him, you know, I don't know if a lot of you know this. The other day I was watching one of the cable news shows, and as a matter of fact, it was Zareed Zakaria. Zareed Zakaria, good show, by the way. You got to catch the show on Sunday. He's really, really, really intelligent, super smart man. He was showing a clip on a group of people who had been going up online and researching satellite photos, and the satellite photos that they've been able to obtain from North Korea. This is a nation that a year and a half ago, a million people died of starvation. Right now they think that there's close to a million people on the brink of dying of starvation. Now, Kim Jong-il, you know, along the way, built a huge, huge visual from satellite water theme park out in the middle of nowhere, an 18-hole golf course out in the middle of nowhere, huge stadiums out in the middle of nowhere that only he and his family got to hang out in. So now I think you might know a little bit about Kim Jong-un, because homeboy had his own water park, nobody to play with, went down the slides by himself. I wonder how well he plays with others now. We'll have to figure it out as we watch what's coming along. Speaking of people who don't play well with others, you know, Dick Cheney has proven himself to be a different Dick these days. You know, he's not the one that we've known all along, this guy who's rampant and angry. No, he's much more sensitive. So we're calling him Sensitive Dick today, Cheney. And Sensitive Dick came out yesterday and said, you know what, because of his life experiences with his child, it's changed his views on gay marriage. Listen to this.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
So let's get it very clear. So, you know, Dick Cheney, you know, who, you know, is wrinkly Dick Cheney. He's got a wrinkly old guy. he's a wrinkly old guy. So Wrinkly, you know, was a hater. He was against marriage. But now he's decided that his life experiences with his family and his daughter Sorry. His life experiences with his family and his daughter has made him much more sensitive. Much more sensitive. Okay, let me get back on track. Much more sensitive, and so therefore, he now feels that it's okay to incorporate life's experiences in legislative decisions since he wants states to now legislate marriage. So I don't understand what his problem and everybody else's problem is with Sotomayor, who said unequivocally that life experiences play a part in justice and will play a part in her decisions. I don't know. You figure it out, but important things going on. You know, the President of the United States yesterday spoke out loudly about, number one, his vehemence for not wanting the U.S. government to be a part of the automobile industry, but he also talked about, you know, GM and the sacrifices that this generation had to make, is going to make. Listen to this.
Building a leaner GM will come at a cost. It will take a painful toll on many Americans who have relied on General Motors throughout the generations. So I want to say a word directly to all the men and women watching today, wondering what all this will mean as far as their own lives are concerned. I know you've already seen more than your fair share of hard times. We saw 400,000 jobs lost in the auto industry in the year before this restructuring even began. I will not pretend the hard times are over. Difficult days lie ahead. More jobs will be lost. More plants will close. More dealerships will shut their doors, and so will many parts suppliers. But I want you to know that what you're doing is making a sacrifice for the next generation, a sacrifice you may not have chose to make, but a sacrifice you were nevertheless called to make so that your children and all of our children can grow up in America that still makes things.
And the president went on to say, look, we are not going to be in the auto industry. Listen to this.
The federal government will refrain from exercising its rights as a shareholder in all but the most fundamental corporate decisions. When a difficult decision has to be made on matters like where to open a new plant or what type of new car to make, the new GM, not the United States government, will make that decision.
And you know what? We're going to talk at length about this in the next couple of days and talk about the impact on our economic recovery. And, you know, I mean, but several people, the GOP, Michael Steele, stepped forward yesterday and said and accused the president of a short-sighted plan when it comes to the GM bankruptcy.
We spent $20 billion to keep them from going into bankruptcy. So I'm sitting here now and asking myself, why did we spend $20 billion if that's ultimately where they were going to end up? Everyone stood in the doorstep waiting, preventing GM from declaring bankruptcy 6, 8, 10 months ago. And now this is where we are. So the reality for me was this is very short-sighted planning by the administration that clearly, you know, the ultimate goal was bankruptcy. So why are we doing it now as opposed to earlier in the process? Let it work itself through. Get rid of the bad assets.
Did you hear what Michael said? He said 6, 8, 10 months ago we made the decision, so you messed up. Now you turn around and blame the president. Remember, it was the former president that spent the $19 billion, okayed it. So now this president is left with this lump, and what do we do now? Do we put half of America out of work? I don't know, but that was his decision. And, you know, we'll see how this pans out over the next couple days. We'll come back and cover a little more. I'm going to take a break a minute. Before I do, I have to introduce a guest who's going to be with us for the rest of the next 2 hours. He's the former assistant, or this former deputy commissioner of Public Works. Deputy Commissioner of Transportation. Commissioner of Transportation for Baltimore City. And the former commissioner of the fire department, or chief of the fire department for Baltimore City. I'm talking about the one and only, the incredible, the astute, my dad.
Keep talking.
My dad, Herman Williams. Give him a big round of applause for being with us here. And that's all across America.
Hi, Montel. Hi, everybody. Hi out there.
Hey, Pop. So, yeah, look, I have to take a break here in a minute, but I wanted to ask you one thing. We're talking about the economic downturn when it comes to the automobile industry, and it's going to impact a lot of people. But I was reading recently in the newspaper here in Baltimore alone, Baltimore seems to have kind of maneuvered its way around some of the great losses when it comes to the housing market. Matter of fact, I believe that Baltimore County and Baltimore, the suburb, Baltimore City, have the lowest rate of a drop in price of housing prices. 12% drop in Baltimore, 11% drop in the county. How is this impacting the city?
Yeah, Montel, it's very low. You know, what's happening in Baltimore is that houses are selling.
Now, this, especially at the lower end, around $150,000, $175,000, $200,000. But, you know, we've also seen that people are still buying some of the high-end houses. And, you know, in Baltimore, such same thing happened in Washington. People were buying homes in the range of $300,000 to $500,000. In some instances, we even had some million-dollar condos. But we'll hold our own. Yeah, there's been a little bit of a downturn. But basically, Baltimore is just nowhere such as, you know, parts of California or Florida.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you know, that may be part of the reason why the recovery really is on its way back. I got to take a little break. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Montauk Across America. And again, we're coming to you today from Washington, D.C., from a campaign for America's future. Herman Williams is going to be with us for the next 2 hours. And we have multiple other guests that are lined up. I'm going to get my dad in to give us some comments on things like Dick Cheney. You know, I called him, you know, he was tired and wrinkly. Now he's sensitive, Dick. We have sensitive Dick Cheney with us now. You know, now understands that life experiences are important. I'm going to take a little break and listen to the Montel Across America. Montel Across America, don't go away.
Montel Across America.
Join the conversation. Call 866-303-2270.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you noticed these days that every other advertisement seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. There are debt settlement programs that can help you settle your debt for less than you owe. However, it's important that you get all the facts and fully understand how it works before entering any program. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt settlement consultant that can help explain the process and to learn if a debt settlement program is right for you. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment.
To be referred to a debt settlement counselor who can help you choose a debt settlement program that's right for you, call 1-800-478-3596. That's 1-800-478-3596. Call 1-800-478-3596.
Slow speeds for northbounders on 225.
Get the good stuff!
Father's Day is fast approaching. And what can Dad never have too many of? Well, here's a hint. If not socks, ties, or soap on a rope, it's tools. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store for great gifts that he can put to good use. Like a 52-piece MaxCraft socket set for just $15.55. It's the perfect gift for every dad. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Buy a half-off round of golf at Omni Interlochen Resort this week only. Plus tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
All of the things you expect from your radio station, like up-and-coming artists, support for community events and causes, even the weather,
are in danger.
If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell Congress to say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act.
Time to take the camera down to the you-know-what to see if there's any problems.
I just had that.
Not you, the drain. Drain Solvers checks the sewer pipes for just $79. It's a $200 savings for the next 20 callers.
$79? That is a bargain. Say, do you think...
The doctor deals our pipes need Drain Solvers.
Save $200 on sewer inspection with Drain Solvers and up to 50% on drain cleaning if needed. Call 303-421-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Time to get ready for summer. Sunscreen?
Check.
Reusable water bottles?
Check.
Healthy snacks?
Check.
And Sam's Club Savings Checkup. Find great prices on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and everything for your health and well-being. Take the Savings Checkup at your Sam's Club Pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Not a member? Stop in before Sunday for a $15 summer membership. It could more than pay for itself in just two visits. Check out the summer savings at Sam's Club and check everything off your list.
The things you expect from your radio station, like up-and-coming artists, support for community events and causes, even the weather,
are in danger.
If
Congress passes the performance tax. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell Congress to say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS News. Face the Nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Listening to Montel Across America, Montel Across America, and yes, we are jamming, not the Barb Molly way, but we're jamming with information and news that you can use. We do it every single day. Listen to the host, Montel Worms. I got to thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'm really happy to have our next guest here, especially today, especially on the issues that we're talking about. He was a chairman of the Colorado State Board of Education. Then he was elected to the House of Representatives in November of 2008, representing Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. He was sworn in January, succeeding Mark Udall. He's the first openly gay man elected to the House of Representatives as a freshman. He's also listed in the Advocates, 40 under 40, as a gay male. He also founded a number of companies and is estimated, well, we won't talk about his estimated worth because he's an entrepreneur, philanthropist, Democratic politician, and he's from the state of Colorado, and again, born in 1975. Wow, dang, man, you made me feel really old. Please welcome Congressman Jared Polis to the show. Thank you so much. Give him a big round of applause for being with us. Thank you so much, Jared, for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, Montel. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, and I know you have a lot to talk about. You're doing a reality show, which is really very interesting. I've been kind of beating up the media a little bit, but this might be one of those kind of reality shows that's good to show people what goes on in that first year in Congress. You and Jason Chaffetz from Utah are doing a show that's called, what, Freshman Year?
That's right. It's at CNN.com/freshman year. And it basically just chronicles kind of a week-to-week episode of what it's like to be new to Congress at a very exciting time in our country's history. And the two different perspectives. He's a very, very conservative Mormon member from Utah. And, on the street is I'm a little bit more liberal.
Yeah, no, I love it when they say things like, you know, he's a very, very conservative Mormon from Utah. They throw this out, not you, but other people throw that out. And, you know, the jury's out. Let's follow his life and let's see what happens. Because, you know, I spent a lot of time in Utah. I used to have a house in Utah. And very interesting about how sometimes publicly people in that state say a lot of things that are anti-gay, but privately, very, very interesting little state. There should be a documentary done on, what do they call it when they go on? Yeah, emissions.
You know, I think I read somewhere, doesn't Utah lead the country in porn consumption? I think I did read that somewhere.
I believe I read that also. So there's some very interesting things going on. But we'll follow. We got to make sure we follow your live show and the reality show and check it out. But now I wonder what you think about yesterday, because we've been talking about this all morning. See, I'm talking about, you know, Dick Cheney. Yesterday, of course, he came forward in almost in this revelatory way that people are now saying, oh, my goodness, he's much more progressive than, you know, President Obama because he feels this way. Let me play his comment to you. I want to get your point. Play that comment about how he feels about his daughter.
Freedom means free for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
Now, there's two things that I have about this comment. One, he makes a statement that we've lived with this for, you know, a long time, like our child has cancer or something. That was the first one. But then the second one, he goes on to say that it's because of his life experiences that he's become more, I guess, sympathetic and empathetic and believes, therefore, that his life experiences allow him to make the decision that he makes to help make legislative decisions at the state level to legalize gay marriage. So therefore, he's basically saying exactly what Sonia Sotomayor said a week ago, that it's the breadth of her experiences that she will bring to the table to evaluate decisions she makes when she makes legislative decisions as a Supreme Court justice. So basically, Dick Cheney's saying he supports everything that Sotomayor said, but he also supports gay marriage. And what do you, how do you feel about that, especially when you have people like Michael Steele coming out and basically discounting his comment and moving past it? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's right. I mean, we all are really just the sum of our experiences. And to have that breadth of experience, I mean, Dick Cheney wouldn't be in the same place today if his daughter wasn't lesbian. And those who have gay and lesbian friends, children, cousins, that really makes a difference to them in terms of bringing that issue to home and personalizing it. Rather than talking about, oh, someone you never met in San Francisco getting married to somebody of the same sex, you're talking about your cousin, your friend, your brother, your sister. And why shouldn't they be able to get married? And that's what Dick Cheney's saying. You know, at the heart of it, you know, I disagree with Dick Cheney on a lot of things, but he's a human being. Like many of us, he's a family man. He loves his family.
But don't you find it rather hypocritical for him to say the breadth of my experience with my gay child allows me to change my ideas that I proposed years ago and now support gay marriage?
Well, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey for a lot of us. There's a lot of people, politicians like, you know, Chuck Schumer in New York, Jerry Brown in California, that didn't start out being for same-sex marriage, but over time they evolved to that position. They had friends that wanted to get married, friends that did. Perhaps some of them had family members as well. So, you know, again, there's not a whole lot that I respect Dick Cheney for, but this is certainly one of the things that I do. He walked that path and he learned the lessons and he wasn't afraid to speak his mind.
Well, we're saying it around here. We have a more sensitive Dick Cheney helping us out these days, and we appreciate it. I got to say thank you so much to Jared Polis. Watch the show. It's called Freshman Year. It's on CNN.com. You can come over and catch.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive
Talk. Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different, too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now, that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Eight. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. Eight different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. Eight credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-568-5639. 1-800-568-5639. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 49.
Watch out for a new accident being reported. This is on the...
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
50% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation, 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her. But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans and can be prevented.
We'll all pitch in. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thinking about refinancing? With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tuesday, June 2nd, day 42 of Montel Across America. You're listening to your host, Montel Warrens. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of the conversation. At any point in time, you want to be a part of the conversation, you can dial 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. And we're talking about all the news and the hot issues that are affecting us today. And, you know, yesterday, the president came out and made a statement about the fact that we all have to be prepared for the sacrifices that we have to make when it comes to GM.
Building a leaner GM will come at a cost. It will take a painful toll on many Americans who have relied on General Motors throughout the generations. So I want to say a word directly to all the men and women watching today, wondering what all this will mean as far as their own lives are concerned. I know you've already seen more than your fair share of hard times. We saw 400,000 jobs lost in the auto industry in the year before this restructuring even began. I will not pretend the hard times are over. Difficult days lie ahead. More jobs will be lost. More plants will close. More dealerships will shut their doors, and so will many parts suppliers. But I want you to know that what you're doing is making a sacrifice for the next generation, a sacrifice you may not have chose to make, but a sacrifice you were nevertheless called to make so that your children and all of our children can grow up in America that still makes things.
And the president went on to say, but though we're going to make things, we are not in the business of being automobile manufacturers, is what he said.
The federal government will refrain from exercising its rights as a shareholder in all but the most fundamental corporate decisions. When a difficult decision has to be made on matters like where to open a new plant or what type of new car to make, the new GM, not the United States government, will make that decision.
And then, you know, Michael Steele, you know, the head of the RNC, and we still have to figure out what he's really the head of, the RNC what, because everybody else kind of went in different directions. You have the you know, the former three heads, and it's Cheney, Rove, and McCain, the three musketeers that we had, they're over in one camp. We have the three tenors in another camp. And now we have, you know, the Michael Steele, who really, they left him out on the playground by himself. But Michael had this to say yesterday.
We spent $20 billion to keep them from going into bankruptcy. So I'm sitting here now and asking myself, why did we spend $20 billion if that's ultimately where they were going to end up? Everyone stood in the doorstep waiting, preventing GM from declaring bankruptcy 6, 8, 10 months ago. And now this is where we are. So the reality for me was this is very short-sighted planning by the administration that clearly, you know, the ultimate goal was bankruptcy. So why are we doing it now as opposed to earlier in the process? Let it work itself through. Get rid of the bad assets.
You know, it's very interesting, the hindsight's 2020, especially for Michael Steele, because he was the one who made the decision, a part of the Bush administration that made the decision to go ahead and bail him out to begin with. We are so fortunate today. We're joined by former governor.
Former lieutenant governor, like Michael Steele.
There you go, that's right.
He was my successor.
There you go. Former Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Towson from Maryland. She served from 1995 to 2003. Give her a big round of applause for being part of the show. Thank you so much.
So good to be here.
But you hear these comments from people like Michael Steele, and, you know, how quickly, I think he thinks that the rest of the media forgot that, you know, the first $19 billion went into GM's coffers from the Bush administration.
Right. You know, look, Michael Steele is in, as you say, a very, very difficult situation. It's hard to know what the Republican Party says, wants to be today. He's from a state that is basically Democratic. He knows that if you're going to have a Republican Party win, it's got to moderate its image. It's got to be reasonable and rational. And, you know, that's just not what the Republican Party has become, because it's shrunk so much under George Bush that it's, you've got the lunatic fringe running it. And poor Michael Steele is just there trying to pull it over, and he's just having a tough time.
And every time he says something, he gets smacked around like he's a bad little child or
exactly.
bad in the corner and
exactly.
rushing. Everybody comes in, just don't pay attention to him. He's stupid.
I know. Bad. It's, again, a terrible image for him, terrible image for the Republican Party. And unfortunately, he says, oh, sorry, Rush. And it must stick in his craw to have to apologize to a guy who he knows is way off, way wrong, and not to helping the Republican Party or the country. More importantly, he's not helping the country.
Well,
I mean, for Rush Limbaugh to say he wants Obama to fail is just disgusting.
To me,
terrible.
That's treasonous, because
it
when he
treasonous.
Says, I want Obama to fail, he's saying, I want Americans to fail. If the
exactly.
president fails, the country fails.
Right.
When the country fails, what we're dealing with, it's absolute insanity. However, when you're talking about this party, let's talk about it for a second. How can the leadership in what used to be called the GOP relegate themselves to this subordinate position to a bunch of people who don't hold any offices
exactly.
or haven't been elected, most of which have gone out of whatever the job was that they had with some form of disgrace. Remember, Rush Limbaugh is a drug addict, and people don't want to admit it and talk about it. Sorry, the dude got busted trying to bring in thousands of pain pills illegally, and that went away.
I know. It's so interesting. Once you go through treatment, you're supposed to be forgiving.
Correct.
You're supposed to actually understand that the suffering that other people have, you're supposed to go through that, you know. The
and once you go through treatment, some of the outbursts seem to be squashed, and some of the emotional.
No, he doesn't. It's like he doesn't even acknowledge who he was, what he did.
I wonder when the last time is he had a drug test. Maybe we ought to do that. We can do it by hair. I should be calling for it right now. Before you have the right to run your mouth and talk about this nation, take a drug test. And you know what, by the way, I'll stand up and take one at any time. I take a blood test every 3 or 4 months because of my illness, so you can test me for any chemical on the planet. So if I'm going to ask Russ to do it, I think, how about all radio personalities have to step up to the plate to do that? I'll throw myself in the mix. Okay, but not only him, but how about Gingrich? You know, again, here's a person who left his post in disgrace.
Totally.
And now all of a sudden he's become the leader of their party.
I know. It's like it's particularly weird for Newt Gingrich, because he prides himself on being a historian, and he wants to wipe away his history.
Oh, correct. Especially the part about the fact that he married a teacher from school. You know, a lot. His history is crazy.
Oh, right.
Remember, his teacher in high school, as soon as he graduated from high school, all of a sudden they walk down the aisle and get married. I wonder what was going on then in that underage relationship. And then that same woman, he kicks to the curb while she's laying in a hospital bed.
It's disgusting.
But this is a man that wants to show us how to be morally correct.
I know. It really is bizarre.
It's bizarre. But let's talk about it now. I was asking my dad this a little earlier. I saw it in the paper today.
I love seeing with your father.
Thank you.
Have you introduced him?
I introduced him. He had an opportunity to do a little speech. He's going to come back a little later. But
we were talking
in the last segment about the fact that Maryland housing prices seem to be the lowest drop in value than in the entire nation. They just reported that this morning. Baltimore County, I think, is at 11.7%.
Yeah.
Baltimore is at 12.1%, and the rest of the nation is at 14.8% and above with the reduction in prices, which is absolutely, to me, crazy. So what's going on in Baltimore? How did Baltimore hold on?
Well, a couple of things.
Or Maryland.
Maryland, thank you. Maryland holds on for a number of reasons. First of all, we didn't go sky high, and so we didn't drop. So the places that really suffered were the places like Florida, Arizona, California, where people were either retiring or thought it was going to, the housing prices were going to go up. We haven't had that situation in Baltimore. Number two, because we are in Washington, near Washington, which is the federal government, and you have a stimulus package, you have a sort of a much steadier employment group than you would in another place. I mean, we're not Detroit. We did have a GM plant, but that was closed a while ago. So we're lucky. And the BRAC commissions, as you know, which is where should the military be settled, a lot of those military are coming into Maryland, for instance, in St. Mary's County. So we're benefiting from our closeness to the nation's capital. And I got to tell you, I think we have a terrific mayor in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sheila Dixon has just done a great job. I don't know if you saw the story today. I was talking to your father about it, that the first and second graders in the Baltimore City schools are now scoring average or above average on their tests.
That's amazing.
It's terrific.
Absolutely,
huh?
Especially coming out of Baltimore. And I hate to say it this way, because in the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen a dropout rate in Baltimore that's well above 50-60%. And now all of a sudden we're starting to see these little glimmers of hope.
So how do we duplicate
that and spread that success across the nation? What should we do?
Well, I think, first of all, we've got a good Secretary of Education in Arne Duncan, and there was a story about him today, which is to say he wants to, as he did in Chicago, close down those schools that are not educating the kids, reconstitute them, bring in new principals, new teachers, and say we can do better. This is a wonderful story. You may want to follow this sometime. But there's this great new group that is saying, what is the key ingredient to making a successful school?
Mm-hmm.
The principal.
Absolutely.
And if you get a good principal, the principal recruits good teachers, a good principal understands what good education is, and a good principal says those kids can learn, rather than I can't do anything, they come from tough homes or tough situations. And with good principals, which they've done in Chicago, the test scores are going up under this good principal program.
And we're talking right now to the former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're talking about good principals, we're noticing, though, that these good principals that are being selected are principals who had former teaching backgrounds, which is different in most administrations or school systems around the country. There's a two-track system. You have an administrative track that promotes you to the point of being school board and sometimes gives you a principal job, never having spent time in a classroom, which to me is absolutely ridiculous. So I think the beginning process, when we take a look, the president talked about, let's take a look at education from the top down.
Yeah.
That's part of what we should be looking at,
absolutely.
Don't you think? Absolutely.
Well, and this program that is doing the goods with principals, we gave them an award last week because I'm on the Kennedy School Innovations in Government Award.
Great.
And they got the award because, like, you know, they'd have 8,000 people apply. They'd have for 300 places, and they would test and see, do you believe in students? Do you know what a good education, do you know how to teach? And three, do you know how to lead adults? Because what you really have to do as a principal is lead the other teachers
without a doubt.
And make sure they feel that they can teach.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're almost out of time. What's next for you? Are you out of the political fray, or are you just taking a little break and you're thinking about coming back? What?
You know, you never know what the future is, but I certainly love being with you and talking to your father and seeing all the good things that are happening in Maryland.
That's good. And, well, I'm going to tell you, every now and then, I say it here all the time, you know, when we sit back like I do and complain about the ills of our society, we have to step to the plate and do something about it. You have already done that. I hope to do it myself, especially through this medium. Thank you so much for being a part of Conversation Day on Motto Across America. Again, we're coming to you from Washington, D.C., the home of the Campaign for America's Future. We'll give you more information when we come back. Don't go away listening to Motto Across America.
Montel Across America.
Join the conversation. Call
866-303-2270. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-233-7599. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599.
We've still got a lot of slow traffic as you're out and about right now. Volume starting to build behind an accident on the eastbound side of C-470 on that approach to I-25. Sounds like three cars are involved in that one. Westbound 36 still slow. Sheridan towards Wadsworth will break loose again, but then the closer you get to Boulder will slow up. Southbounders on 225 still looking at single-digit speeds. This is as you make that Parker curve all the way up to I-25. That drive's going to take you about 35 minutes through that stretch as it's going very slow.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and all ground meats. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Does tax debt leave you consumed with worry? Do you owe $10,000?
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface, just a tip bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN, 877-322-COIN. Call now, 877-322-2646.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And AM760.net. AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's June 2nd, day 42 of Montel Across America, and thank you again for tuning in. You can be part of the conversation by calling 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. I'm your host, Montel Williams, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. We've had so many things to talk about, from hot issues to topics, and, you know, right now joining us from the Truman Project is our friend. You can come up and check out what he's doing every day on All Our Might, his blog, allourmight.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give up a big round of applause for Mr. Jim Arquitas. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you very much for having me yet again.
You are here today at the Conference for America's Future to talk about...
I'm talking about increasing our military spending yet decreasing security.
Based on last week, there were a lot of comments coming in from all the pundits, especially on the right, saying that, you know, the president was premature in cutting the missile defense budget, which was about $1.9 billion out of an $8 billion or $9 billion expense. So he's already spending $8 billion. The $1.9 billion or $1.6 billion, I think it was, I can't remember the exact number, was going to be shifted over to deal with rogue states, including states like North Korea.
Indeed.
And Iran. So therefore, he took $1.69 billion out of the missile defense budget to specifically address Iran and North Korea. Yet people feel like he made some major mistake. And let's get this straight, because the missile defense system that they're talking about, the $1.9 billion that they cut might have gave us another, what, 5 to 10 missiles somewhere around the world?
Something like that,
yeah. Yeah. So ignorance, will we be addressing something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're at this very fascinating point in American security where we have a situation, we've moved beyond the Cold War, yet most of the people who plan for our security, you know, no offense to them, but their career experiences have been in facing the Soviet Union. Now we're in the 21st century and we're facing vastly different threats. And it takes a, there's a learning curve involved in this, and we've got to figure out ways to spend money that appropriately, efficiently, and effectively secures the nation, while at the same time gets the most bang for our buck, because we're throwing a lot of money away on relatively inefficient weapon systems. They're weapon systems that work in most cases, but the issue that we're dealing with is, do they address the threats and the missions that our military is currently facing?
When are we going to get a platform where this kind of discussion can be held at the congressional and senatorial level? Because when you talk to groups like us, I'm behind you 100%. Look, I got 22 years in the military. I was in the Marine Corps and the Navy. I'm a weirdo. I went enlisted in the Marine Corps, made the rank of E4. I made the E5 list, but I had to not accept it because I entered the United States Naval Academy.
Yeah.
Go to the Naval Academy. I get my commission from the Naval Academy into the Navy. I serve now in the Navy active duty, total 17 years. When I got out, I got deep selected to O4. I became a lieutenant commander in the Navy. Got out, I'm a lieutenant commander now. I've had an opportunity to take a look, and when I was in the service, I was one of the original people in Joint Ops. I ran an office at the National Security Agency called Classic Power.
Yeah,
I'm a special duty intelligence officer. So I've looked at what I consider duplication. At one point in time, I had all the Hebrew, Farsi, and Arabic linguists in the entire service. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, all working for me before we even had joint ops.
Yeah.
Now, what's so crazy, when I looked at the duplication on my little measly budget that I was given, on active duty, I made two crazy white papers. One was to reduce the duplication in linguists. The other one was reduce the duplication in a submarine program that we had that was up in the North Atlantic.
Yeah.
Because we were duplicating that, we had the technology to be able to gain the same information elsewhere. Well, I was gaffed off.
Yeah, well, think about this. I mean, we spend, the military's budget is so huge.
$663 billion this year by itself.
Yeah, and the good part about this is that the Obama administration is finally including the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in this budget. Now, to get back to the duplication effort, I mean, we spend so much money that's going all over the place, and it's such a huge, unwieldy agency. It's by far and away the biggest government agency. It dwarfs spending on all the other agencies. There are ways to improve budget efficiency that says we've got to marry the dollars we're spending against the missions we have to fight, and we have to do that in the most effective, efficient way possible.
I would proffer that if, in fact, right now we just looked at it from a duplicative standpoint, we could save $100 billion day one. And what do I mean by that? We have special forces in the Army, Navy, and the Marine Corps, and the Air Force now has special forces for what? You know, they're not jumping out of airplanes and zoomies. I said it. I got a lot big, you know. So the Air Force, they didn't have tradition, so we could probably mold those guys.
Well, no, that's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, tradition. We have a tradition-based military.
Right.
And in some senses, that's not bad, because we, as you well know, we carry a sense of fighting and loyalty and everything that goes along with it. The issue becomes is, where are we wasting money? money, and how do we do a better job of spending that money that does things like, well, look at maybe we don't need, you know, special forces in the Air Force, or maybe there are certain missions that the Navy special ops guys do that could be transferred or consolidated or moved on to other agencies.
Just the fact that right now each four branches of the service, maintain four separate exchange systems, uniform systems, uniform supply systems, which is, to me, absolutely absurd. There is an absolute. I went on board the Iwo Jima last week, and I saw what was now this brand new uniform that they've given to the Navy, which is really a duplication of a Marine Corps uniform. Looks exactly like a Marine Corps cadet uniform. Well, I'm thinking to myself now, there's an entire exchange process, and a contract was written to this one person to come up with that uniform for the Navy, and a waste of money. Waste.
Now, you're hitting at some of the smaller things. Those are not, you know, those are not unimportant. But if we really want to start increasing efficiency in military spending, we've got to look at the big ticket issues.
I'm with you.
And Gates has done a great job, and he's taken this important first step in saying, look, we're going to restructure the way we think about military spending. But this is like, I was just talking a minute ago about this Cold War mindset that a lot of the generals and senior planners in the Pentagon have. That stays with them. And what Bob Gates has done is said, well, okay, we've got to start this conversation. And it is like turning an aircraft, the proverbial aircraft. It doesn't get done overnight. So when they look at these systems and they say, okay, take a plane like the F-22. It's a great aircraft. It does everything you could possibly imagine, except we own 187 of these at something like $350 million a pop, mm-hmm. right? And Gates has done a pretty good job to have to say, we've got to cut this and look at a better way to spend that money because they're not being flown in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And that's really one of the smartest things you could have done. I can't thank you enough for being here. Remember, it's called allourmight.com. Come on up there. Check it out. Check out what the Truman Report is putting out. Check out what Jim Marquez is putting out. You're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Richard Green, host of Hollywood Cloud. Barack Obama is the most evolved communicator that has ever run for political office. I came to that conclusion on July 27, 2004, when I was sitting in the Fleet Center in Boston watching this thin, young state senator. I knew then that he would be our next president, and I told all my clients around the world. They thought I was crazy. I knew because Barack Obama has mastered all of the five communication secrets that the greatest speakers and communicators across history have used. For 25 years, I've been teaching these secrets to my clients, and now, using the best speeches that Barack Obama gave during this historic campaign, I'm sharing them with everyone in a brand new DVD entitled The Five Communication Secrets That Swept Obama to the Presidency. It will absolutely help you, maybe not to become president, but in every communication you deliver at home and at work. And it comes with a 25-page workbook and is available now at airamerica.com/clout. That's airamerica.com/clout.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Putting together the pieces of a mystery. It's going on off the Atlantic coast of Brazil as crews look for the Air France jet that simply disappeared yesterday.
The Brazilian Air Force is confirming that it has found debris from an airplane, a seat, a life vest, what appears to be some fuel floating on the surface, and some, what it's described as white metal pieces. It can't at this stage confirm that these bits of debris are actually from the missing Air France flight. They're sending naval assets into the area, but they're not expected to arrive until tomorrow.
That's CBS's Mark Phillips in Paris. President Obama's Supreme Court nominee is making the rounds on Capitol Hill.
We could not have anyone better qualified. And then, of course, I'm somewhat biased. I think that you're
life story is so compelling.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid meeting with Judge Sonia Sotomayor a little while ago. He calls her the whole package. She'll also stop by the offices of key Republicans, some of whom have said it may be tough to support her. A day after filing for bankruptcy protection, General Motors found a buyer for its Hummer brand.
While the deal is expected to close by the end of September, GM will continue to make Hummer products for the new owners at least through next year. GM only describing the buyer as a very large investment house that has enough money to fund future Hummer product development. GM says the deal will secure 3,000 jobs in manufacturing, engineering, and at Hummer dealerships.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio. On the CBS Health Watch, correspondent Barry Bagnetto on new information about the importance of being healthy early in life.
Scientific research is showing increasingly that the health of adults is being shaped significantly by events that occur when they are very young. In a study in a special issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Harvard researchers warned that health education and risk prevention programs don't begin soon enough to affect the development of many lifelong conditions. They are especially concerned that abuse is not being addressed when it is being experienced rather than years later when the effects often show up.
It's a three-month winning streak for pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors says they were up again in April. It was the biggest monthly jump in 8 years. Good news, says economist Patrick Newport.
We had been anticipating a rise in sales in the second half, but it's quite possible that it may be taking place right now.
Money's tight in Sandusky, Ohio, just like many other cities and towns. No money there to mow grass in the public park.
That's the economic impact that all of northern Ohio, from Toledo to Youngstown, is experiencing. And there are many other cities, our neighboring cities, that are actually in worse condition than we are.
But city manager Matt Klein faced another problem. A man with his own mower started cutting the grass in a public park, and when he ignored police orders to stop, he was arrested. Well, people complained about that. Now Klein says the city's willing to drop the case. The Dow is up 31. This is CBS News.
When you're shopping for anything, be it a bug zapper, cowboy boots, or auto insurance, what you buy often hinges upon one important question. How much does it cost? That's why at Progressive Insurance, we developed a brand new tool we call Name Your Price. You tell us what you can spend, and we design the perfect policy to match, so you get great auto insurance at a price you know works for you, because hey, you named it. To learn more, visit Progressive.com. Naming your price. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Price match may be limited, not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're building a new car company. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're restructuring to be a leaner and stronger company focused on the future. With ever-improving quality and ever-increasing fuel efficiency, it's more than a challenge, it's our responsibility. And we're making it happen right now. Plus, we're poised to serve our customers and dealers better with a broad lineup of cars and trucks you'll want to drive. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we're building for you. Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler, LLC.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Federal agents are stepping up protection of a Boulder doctor after an abortion provider in Kansas was murdered. Dr. George Tiller was one of three doctors who performed late-term abortions in the U.S. Dr. Warren Hearn operates such a clinic in Boulder and was a friend of Tiller's.
For the past 35 years, I have expected to be shot when I walked out of my house. I've expected to be shot when I walked my office from my car. I expect to be shot doing anything that I'm doing.
Hearn speaking to 9 News. An overnight fire at a Loveland Ford dealership.
We don't have any idea what caused it. We don't even know for sure what the full extent of the damage is.
Ned Sparks with Loveland Fire. Sparks says fire and smoke damaged 2 rooms in the parts and storage area of Heritage Ford in Loveland. Houston over the Rockies 4-1, same teams tonight in Houston. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website's server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Technology.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
Montel Williams,
22 years in the armed forces,
retired a lieutenant commander,
on television for 17 years,
over 3,000 shows,
33,000 interviews,
a best-selling author,
activist,
Emmy award winner,
and now the best part,
he's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
What is hip? It's Montel Across America. That's what's hip. It's June 2nd, Tuesday. We're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., from the Conference for America's Future. And I'm living up to the moniker of Montel Across America because we're streaming from you from a different city than where we normally come from, and that's New York City. We're here in Washington, D.C. Wonderful things going on here. This Conference for America's Future is a place where progressives come together, number one, to see if they can convince some people to run on a progressive platform, but also to give information. And not progressive information, but to just give information about the issues that are affecting us on a daily basis. Everything from employee free choice to taxation to retirement to energy to immigration to investment to even higher education. That's what you can get while you're hearing information on all those topics. So we're here and we've been just blessed with an opportunity to talk to some of the most amazing guests and some of the most forward thinkers in the country while we've been participating. So that's been great. And we also, of course, have to update you on all the hot issues and the headlines. And, of course, one of those headlines is the fact that Kim Jong-il, who likely suffered a stroke last August, has named his third and youngest son, Kim Jong-un, as his heir. And why did he pick son number three? Well, because son number one seems to have made everybody angry when he attempted to sneak into Japan on a fake passport to go to Disney World in Tokyo. So that doesn't let you be an heir or the heir apparent. And then I guess the second son is rumored to be a little bit too effeminate. I wonder what that means. Does he not support the things that Dick Cheney supports? Maybe there may be a question. I don't know. I'm just wondering when you, in society like that, when they say too effeminate, what is it that they mean? So they pick son number three, and son number three, this announcement was made because North Korea notified its diplomatic offices and that they're going to select Kim Jong-un, and the entire nation, all of the people, are being forced right now to learn a new song, a song that praises the anointed leader. And that's happening. And then some intelligence reports indicate that North Korea is requiring loyal oaths to Kim Jong-un. Little's known about him. He's reportedly 26 years old and was educated outside of North Korea in Switzerland. Kim Jong-il succeeded his father, North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung, as the head of the country back in 1994. And, you know, you have to think about Kim Jong-un, the son, the heir apparent, was raised really in kind of a life of privilege because recent photos have shown that, you know, while the country starves, Kim Jong-il and his family got to hang out and play. They have their own 18-hole golf course, specially developed and built. They have two or three stadiums and buildings that no one gets to use except for the family. And there's even a water park that, you know, little Kim Jong-un probably went down a little slides by himself, always wondering, why nobody playing with me? Well, nobody's going to play with you anymore either unless you get your act together. But speaking of playing with, is a lot going on in the news out here today, especially when it comes to former vice president. And I wish other reporters would get it straight when they address who he is. Former vice president Dick Cheney, of course, you know, jumped into the fray yesterday and really blew everybody's mind around the world. You got reporters and pundits all over the cable news networks trying to figure out whether or not, did he really say it? Did he really say it? And they're saying things as if, you know, Dick Cheney is now farther left and more progressive than President Obama just because he made the following statement about his daughter.
Freedom means freedom for everyone. As many of you know, one of my daughters is gay, and something that we've lived with for a long time in our family. I think people ought to be free to enter into any kind of union they wish, any kind of arrangement they wish. The question of whether or not there ought to be a federal statute that governs this, I don't support. I do believe that historically the way marriage has been regulated is at the state level. This has always been a state issue.
Now, if you've been listening in all throughout the entire show, you notice I've kind of beat this to death. But why am I beating it to death? Because no one else is talking about the fact that this former Vice President Dick Cheney has made a statement that basically confirms exactly what Supreme Court Justice nominee Sonia Sotomayor has stated, and that is, it's the breadth of his life experiences and his family experience with a gay child that has made him more empathetic, more sympathetic to the gay issue and the rights of gay people to be married. So if we can use empathy and sympathy and family experience and background to help form legislative decisions, because the former Vice President goes on to say that states should now write the appropriate legislation to make that legal. He's saying that he's using his personal background, family knowledge, and his personal knowledge to help him decide things of legal consequence for the nation, which is exactly what Sonia Sotomayor said, but not really, because she just said, it's the breadth of my experience that gives me more to call upon when making decisions than someone who doesn't have that breath. But Dick, oh no, Dick, sensitive Dick that he is, has decided that he wants people to understand that you should allow justice to be determined by personal experience. So I'm glad that he stepped up and said that. So, you know, we can't call him all wrinkly and crotchety Dick Cheney anymore. He's now new sensitive Dick. So I'm going to even take him out of the Three Stooges. Because, you know, he was part of the Three Stooges, but he can't be part of the Three Stooges band. You know, because it's Three Stooges, which was made up of Dick Cheney, Rove, Dick Cheney, Rove, and McCain. And Rush Limbaugh was Shemp. You know, give me a little bit of that music so that people understand what I'm talking about. Because, you know, the Three Stooges music. Yeah, you know. The new Three Stooges, the GOP Three Stooges. Moe, played by McCain. Larry by Cheney. Curly is Karl Rove. And Shemp, every now and then, is Rush Limbaugh. But guess what? Dick, you just lost your Three Stooges card. Because you can't be part of them if you want gay rights. And I can't wait to hear what Rush Limbaugh has to say about this. Wait, Mike has something to say. What, Mike?
I'm just thinking, 3-4 guys who spend all their time together, never with women, and they can't be pro-gay rights? I'm just saying.
I heard you just saying. We're wondering, but you know what? At least we know that there is some compassion in Dick Soul. And I'm very, very lucky today because, you know, the person who kind of helped teach me compassion in this world is sitting right here in front of me right now today. He's the former Deputy Commissioner of Public Works, the former Commissioner of Transportation, and the former Commissioner of the Fire Department, the Chief of the Fire Department in Baltimore City, one and only my dad, Herman Williams. Give up a big round of applause.
Hey, Montel.
Hey, Pops, you've been checking out the show.
Great show.
What do you think about Sensitive Dick, by the way?
Well, you know, listen. I'm glad to see that he does have a heart, you know, because I thought the dude was, you know, cold, calloused, but to hear him say how he just feels that he has all this empathy for, you know, for gays.
His daughter.
Yeah.
I better let you know this, because you didn't know this, that he has a couple daughters. His first daughter was daddy's little deferment.
Okay.
You know that?
Yeah.
Because, see, Dick, who sent so many people off to die during his 8 years as the vice president, he took the deferment of a child's birth to never wear a uniform.
Right. Let's make sure.
So now the second child, who happens to be gay, he's now deferring and saying that that should be made okay.
Well, it's daddies are like that.
You know. Well, yeah, I know that.
I mean, so you have to have. Listen, I feel Dick's pain. I understand. I can understand. You know, and we must give him. We must give him a chance.
Okay, let's give him a chance. And you know what? Maybe he will now. That'll start to spread throughout the GOP. The GOP will become more sensitive, like Dick Cheney, and maybe start to understand that maybe they could soften their stand. Maybe he should be talking to Miss California.
Right.
He should be talking to all these people who are so against gay marriage. And he, being the leader of the GOP, should be the person leading this charge across the nation. I got to take a little break, Pop. Stick around because we're talking about a lot of things. You'll be part of my Living Well tip of the day. And later on in the show, we've got all kinds of things happening. So you don't want to go anywhere. I've got David Neuwirth, who's coming by. He's the author of the book, The Eliminationist, How Hate Talk Radicalize the American Right. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we've got plenty more hot issues to talk and headlines to talk about. So don't go away. You're listening to Montel Across America.
Montel Across America.
Can't go? Send an email to montel@airamerica.com.
Hey, this is Montel Williams, and you know the best way to listen to my radio show is live, but if you can't listen to it live, you need to get Air America On Demand. You get instant access to a podcast of my entire show, so you can listen wherever and whenever you want. So to sign up for Air America On Demand, all you have to do is visit airamerica.com and click the button that says Podcast On Demand. If you sign up right now, you get 10% off the normal price just by entering the promo code America. So go to airamerica.com right now and click Podcast On Demand and sign up for Montel.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
That drive northbound I-25, as you're trying to head out of the tech center, going downtown, going to take you.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending. As Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. After huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbiz.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
showbiz.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Showbiz.
that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN. 877-322-COIN. Call now. 877-322-2646.
Hi, this is William Bronchick, host of the Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank, the government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
June 2nd, you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, we're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., from the Campaign for America's Future, where they're addressing issues that are facing us all and things that we need to know and talk about and giving information about everything from workers' rights to taxation to retirement to energy to immigration to investment to higher education. There's seminars going on all day, but it's also an opportunity for progressive media personnel and people who have progressive views to come on and be heard. And that's why we are sitting here as part of Radio Row here at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C., the seat of power, and hopefully, maybe tonight, we're working on something, and I hope I get to talk to you about it tomorrow. I got a case kind of top secret, but I may get an opportunity while the president's gone to go over to the White House and have a little visit. Not necessarily after hours, nothing real big and special, just an opportunity to go walk around. If I can sit in that chair, I'm going to do it. You know I am. And I'm going to take a little picture, and I'm going to run out, and I'll show it to you. So it's all cool, but I'll let you know that tomorrow morning. Look, we are really, really, really blessed with an opportunity to talk to our next guest. He's the author of a book that's amazing. This book is really about, he's been writing about the militia movement and listening to the voices of the right as they grew more and more radical, violent, and insular. He understands where many of these people come from, and he gets what the social elements are that feed into their paranoid sense of victimization. What are we talking about? It's a book that's called The Eliminationist, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. It is by Mr. David Nywer. Give him a big round of applause for being here at Montel Across America. You know, we ran into each other, David, yesterday in the gym here at the Omni Shoreham, did we not?
Yeah, we were.
And just like pundits that we are, we spark up a conversation. As soon as you tell me the title of this book, boom, I'll tell you for the next 20 minutes, we're working out talking about the effects of this radical hate and hate speech. And when you look at things that have been happening in the last, since President Obama's come to office, I mean, you know, I'm waiting. I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. People are going to get mad at me. But Rush Limbaugh is going to make a mistake one of these days, and he's going to let the N-word slip, because sometimes when he rants, I'm waiting for it to pop out of his mouth. That's how nasty this is getting, and it's way beyond that. What have you found in your research? And what's kind of, is this something that's been brewing for a long time, or is it really now getting ready to hit a pinnacle?
Well, it's been brewing for a long time. In a lot of ways, it's been brewing since at least the 1960s.
Yes.
And it gradually building a head of steam. We certainly saw it intensify during the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president, and we had a major outbreak of right-wing extremism. And it went into sort of a dormancy during the Bush years, partly because many of these people don't believe in the legitimacy of any Democrat president.
Right.
And so when a Republican's in office, they feel like, well, maybe the country is going to go in the direction that they want. But when a Democrat's in office, they know it's going in the wrong direction. And when they are as powerless as they are now, they become very dangerous.
Very dangerous. They start using terms like fascism and socialism and all these terms about programs that are really nothing more than programs that are American programs.
Right, right.
Correct? So as this heats up, what are you seeing as far as like enrollment in some of these hate groups nationally? As that's obviously increased in the last year,
right,
the last 6 months.
Well, we certainly have seen an increase in the sheer numbers of hate groups in America. What we're really seeing more than anything, and I think that's more concerning to people who monitor these organizations carefully, including the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, and I do a lot of this monitoring myself, is that there's a real increase in very violent chatter out there. And this is similar to what we saw in the early 90s, right after Bill Clinton was elected.
Then it didn't surprise you, and I say it this way, Canale, it didn't surprise you yesterday when the Dr. Tilley was killed, when you listened to the rhetoric that was ratcheted up over the last 6 or 7 months about the fact that he's a murderer and a mass murderer. And, you know, even Bill O'Reilly last night threw out these just absolutely asinine figures of that Dr. Tilley himself had performed 60,000 abortion mass murderer.
Right.
When they say things like this, there are people out there who eat this stuff up as if it's fact.
That's right. And it has an unhinging effect on them because it basically separates people from their sort of reality. They call them, you know, when you call someone Dr. Tiller, the baby killer, what are you going to do? You're going to try to stop him? Well, I mean, eventually that's what runs through these people's minds.
Well, that's what scares me, because now we know that the man who is allegedly the murderer had some very difficult, you know, emotional issues. What about the one that's sitting out there right now who's hearing fascist, pig, demagogue, all these words about Obama? Are we brewing a person to maybe do this to our president?
I think we're brewing a bunch of persons. And I think that the really troubling aspect of this to me is that the extreme rhetoric that we're hearing now is very, like I say, it's very similar to what we were hearing in the 90s. But in the 90s, it was only coming from people within the extreme far right. It wasn't coming from the Rush Limbaughs and the Michael Savages it was coming to some extent from the Limbaughs, but it's not on the massive scale reaching mainstream audiences the way it is now.
And then when you hear Rush Limbaugh saying, I want him to fail, he has to fail. He has to fail. Do you understand this? He's taking us down a path of fascism. He's taking us down a path of socialism. He's trying to take your money and give it to other people. He has to fail. What does he think he's inciting among people?
Well, he thinks that I think he knows full well what he's inciting.
Correct.
But
let's hope that it doesn't happen.
But it's, they have their plausible deniability. They always build that into their rhetoric.
I got to take a break. Look, the book is called The Eliminationist. It's out in a bookstore near you right now, How Hate Talk Radicalized the American Right. You've been listening to Montel Across America, Montel Across America. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you noticed these days that every other advertisement seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. There are debt settlement programs that can help you settle your debt for less than you owe. However, it's important that you get all the facts and fully understand how it works before entering any program. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt settlement consultant that can help explain the process and to learn if a debt settlement program is right for you. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment.
To be referred to a debt settlement counselor who can help you choose a debt settlement program that's right for you, call 1-800-478-3596. That's 1-800-478-3596. Call 1-800-478-3596.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. I'm a firm believer that age is just a number, but a little push in the right direction is always a bonus. That's why I had to find out more about this product called Night Skin. I spoke to some representatives from Night Skin, and I was taken aback by two things in particular. First, Night Skin was formulated by Dr. Arthur Perry. He's an award-winning plastic surgeon who's trained at Harvard and Cornell. Secondly, I was taken aback by how passionate the representatives were about Night Skin. It's clear that they stood behind this revolutionary product, and for good reason. Night Skin reduces fine lines and wrinkles and even dark spots that come with age. It has the most effective ingredients in the right doses that safely and effectively help to turn back the clock. Proven ingredients like retinol, glycolic acid, and vitamin C. You apply a little on your face before bed, and you're done. Night Skin's convenient, affordable, it easily accommodates anyone's lifestyle. Best of all, it's risk-free today. You can can call to order your night skin by dialing 1-800-491-8335. Call 1-800-491-8335. That number again is 1-800-491-8335.
Watch out for some leftover delays due to accidents on the northbound side of I-20.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guide offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guide has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
All of the things you expect from your radio station, like up-and-coming artists, support for community events and causes, even the weather,
are in danger.
If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell Congress to say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies in National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Vaccination, no information vaccination. That's what you get when you listen to Montel Across America. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, and you're catching Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Worms. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm very excited about our next guest who's been really helping the Montel Across America show since day one. Well, let me give you a little background. She's a Rhodes Scholar and a Truman Scholar. She also received her BA from Yale University and her
M from what? M Phil and D Phil in international relations from St. Anthony's College in Oxford. Go ahead, girlfriend. My goodness. She was born and raised in Fairbanks, Alaska. And see, there are some phenomenal women who come out of that state. We know that for a fact, contrary to what a lot of other people may believe. She's appeared as a commentator on radio and television shows all over the world. She's been published in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Wall Street Journal. She's also been published all over the world, Europe and the Middle East. Her writings have appeared in multiple books, including Promoting the Rule of Law Abroad, With All Our Might, The Future of Human Rights. She has very, very strong interest in the rule of law within this country, and she's worked and consulted with the World Bank, the Open Society Institute, the Culture of Lawfulness Project. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the one and only CEO and president of the Truman National Security Project, Dr. Rachel Kleinfeld. Give her a big round of applause. See, the multitudes love the fact that you're here with us, and I want to thank you again for all the help that you've given us here at Montel Across
America.
Thank
you so much, Montel.
No, you know, right during the break, we were talking about, let's talk a little bit again about the whole issue of torture, which, you know, every day something seems to take over the emphasis of the news media. Today, they're all riled up over the fact that Dick Cheney decided to come out, if you will, and now become the more sensitive Dick Cheney because, you know, he's now verified that his life experience by dealing with his daughter's situation for him has given him now the empathy and the sympathy to acknowledge the fact that all people have a right to be married. And he's even said that that empathy and sympathy should be part of what goes into decisions at the state level to change legislation to make sure that marriage is available to all. So in some ways, Dick Cheney is really basically saying he agrees with Sonia Sotomayor, which I find amazing. So empathy does work. But he goes on, as a matter of fact, I even have a clip of this. Justin, play it for me, because when he was asked, would he do anything differently if he were given a chance to redo the last 8 years? Listen to what, I'm not going to call him what I'd like to call him, but listen to what he had to say.
Fact is that we did what we felt we had to do, and if I had it to do all over again, I would do exactly the same thing.
You know, so bizarre that he can say that so quickly without even acknowledging that what we did, the same we did, was help during his administration to kill or to participate in the death of close to 4,000 American troops. He doesn't even say that I would have attempted to reduce the loss of life in this incursion. No, he'd do it all the exact same way, which means he'd also torture the same way. Now, yesterday I attended a little seminar with Congressman Nadler, and he went into some issues and some information I wasn't aware of, and maybe you are. The fact that the United States has kidnapped people and sent them to other locations in the world, like Thailand, to be tortured by civilian people who are subcontractors to the United States. Rachel, help me here. Come on. Am I crazy?
It's a pretty ugly chapter in our history, and I think the last 8 years will look a lot like Japanese internment in World War II, where we think, boy, we went overboard, we did the wrong thing, and let's admit that that was the wrong thing, and let's never do it again. And I hope that we can start getting Dick Cheney to admit that what he did was simply wrong.
But, you know, he keeps saying, let's get some of the papers out. But I don't really believe that he wants all the papers out. Because if we start showing and telling the truth, I think Americans would be appalled. Maybe that's what I feel. But then you look at some of these polls, like the poll that's out today. 2-1, Americans say, let's not close Guantanamo Bay. Gitmo. 3-1, they say, I don't want them in my state.
There's a lot of fear-mongering out there, and frankly, the people have a right to be afraid of terrorists. They should be afraid. These people are bad people. However, we already have some of the worst terrorists in the world locked down in the maximum security prison in Colorado. They've been there for years. Nobody said a word. We're already doing this. We do it well. Our prison guards know how to handle these people in our maximum security prisons. And frankly, if we can't lock them up here, what does that say about our prison system and our justice system?
No, it says about that. It was really very funny. Last week I was asking this question. I said, maximum security prison? Why don't let's put them all in maximum security? And guess what? We had about 9 people escape from maximum security in the United States of America in the last year, 2 of which were murderers. One of them still in the streets. So I also agree with what the president said, though. We do have technological ability here and the ability to build things quickly. He wants to put them not in max, He wants to put the movies called Super Duper.
Super Max.
So now we have Super Max, but let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, why not? And frankly, if we're asking for other countries around the world to send their troops to Afghanistan and to help us out economically, to help us out in all these other ways, we're asking them to take some of these prisoners. We need to take some of the prisoners.
Not only should we take them, but let's talk, you know, I kind of laughed about this last week and thought, now, see, they don't really need to send them to Supermax, because truly, you send them up to Rahway Prison. I know a couple of the fellas up there who might like to say, yo, come here, what? Who did you drop? Come here, homie.
And, yeah, you know, none of them are from New York City. I don't remember.
All right, so the issue of torture, though, do you think that we're going to be persuaded as a nation? And when I say persuaded, because I believe we should pay attention to this, but it will deflect us and put us off course. If we start spending a time in prosecuting or investigating, we need to pull together a special prosecutor for what? Dick Cheney. So then we'll pull together a special prosecutor for, you know, the former attorney general. Then we'll, Gonzalez. Then we'll pull together a special prosecutor for everybody who was on a committee. And so we have 13 special prosecutors out here costing the federal government billions of dollars, and we will be deflected and not paying attention and keeping our eye on the ball of things like GM foreclosures. And it's, what do you think we should do with
this? I agree with you. I think there's a country that needs to look forward, not back. Things went wrong in the last 8 years, horribly wrong, and I think those years will go down as some of the worst in American history for destroying our national security. The way that they did torture, the way that they prosecuted at Guantanamo, was the best recruitment tool we've ever given the terrorists, and we created more terrorists as a result. But let's look forward.
Okay.
Obama needs to start building up our economy if we're going to be strong again, and that's his main focus right now.
Somebody suggested to me, and I cannot remember, and I'm sorry, I'm going to forget this, which country did this kind of tribunal, but, you know, maybe the emphasis should be on a truth commission.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring them all in, sit down, and basically say, look, you know what, I'm going to give you a pass if you tell me the truth.
South Africa did that.
Yeah. To Z. That's right, South Africa did it. A to Z, I want the truth. Anywhere along the way I find out you're lying, I'm prosecuting your butt. But I want the truth so that we can learn from it, and then we'll never make the mistake again. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea, and you'll get the truth, whereas in a real knockdown, drag-out, special prosecutor fight, you won't get the truth.
Without a doubt. Now, you know, we also have talked quite a bit, and you've been giving us a lot of experts to help us deal with what's going on in Pakistan and Afghanistan. We heard this morning that the Pakistani government, I think, is claiming that they've made major headway with the Taliban. They're claiming that in the Swat Valley, you might not be able to find one. I don't know about all that, but, you know, maybe they just are back under the rocks or are hiding out waiting. If that's a fact, then maybe they move back across the border in Afghanistan. So what's next in Afghanistan? We just put 16,000 troops on the ground there, did we not?
We did, and this is our most important problem that we have to get right. Obama has to get right, and he's doing the right things. He's appointed the right team. He's got people there who understand this war. But the main thing to understand about this war is that we're going to win when the people of Afghanistan and Pakistan feel like their governments will do better by them than the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will do. And so it's really about making those people feel secure. It's not so much about the body bags that are coming home. That's counterinsurgency doctrine 101, and that's what General Petraeus did in Iraq, and that's the way you actually get the bad guys.
But when you talk about knowing that the government that's in place can treat you better than the Taliban, in Pakistan, at least we have one foot in the door. Afghanistan, there's nobody. Who's the government?
There's local government in Afghanistan. When I was there last May, you see in every village, there's actually local government. There's a strong tradition of, it's not our democracy the way it looks here, but it's democratic in that the tribes listen to their elders, but the elders listen to their tribes as well. And they actually do have governance. What they also have is drug traffickers and Taliban that are disrupting all that. And the issue is to get those folks, it's like Baltimore, frankly. It's like some of our inner cities here. You have a government, but you have some pretty strong actors that are trying to disrupt that government. And it's a very similar situation.
Well, and how do we get control over the opiate problem? Because, you know, I love the way that we only address it here in America as the heroin problem.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also recognize that 99% of the legitimate opiate-based drugs get their opium from that area of the world also, do they not?
You know, I don't know about the pharmaceutical industry, it's a big problem, that opium.
Well, see, I'm almost positive that they do, and the problem has become the fact that the pharmaceutical industry sets their pricing so low that it's not competitive. We could force the pharmaceutical industry to pay the growers as farmers a little bit more for legitimate projects or products. Just like right now, you can't get opiates in most of the EU because the price is so high and they have such a limited supply of opium. So why don't we just start paying them to legitimately supply us with the drugs that we need for operations, for aftercare and things like that? That might at least give them a separate source of income, not just the Taliban.
Well, you know, what's interesting about the opium market is that in
Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
I wanted to give you a Living Well tip earlier in this hour, but we just got so caught up in all the information that we have to give you, and I'm so happy to be joined right now by one of the Living Well experts from my first book, Living Well with Montel, Dr. David Grotto, who's a registered dietitian and spokesman for the American Dietitian Dietetic Association. Please give a big round of applause to Dr. Grotto for being with us today. Dr. Grotto, how you doing, buddy?
Thank you, Montel. You know, and I didn't want you to stop singing that wonderful Marvin Gaye song.
You know? Oh, you know, man, I'm going to tell you something. You know, that's crazy about me here at Montel Across America. You might tune in, and I might catch you a little tune, but, I love Marvin Gaye, and, you know, I hope most people appreciate the music we've been playing for you. But talk
well,
to me for a second.
You're a value-added host.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Now, I'm going to run out of time real quick. My dad's sitting here to chime in also. You know, remember, Herman Williams is still with us. He's been with us for the last 2 hours. But, David, I want to give out a tip today, and a Living Well tip is to talk about the importance of our diet. And people are going to get sick of me saying this, but this is really should be one of the main focuses of your life, exercise and what you eat, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in Montel, when I wrote the 101 Foods That Could Save Your Life book, the concept was about, we already know what foods to stay away from. Let's not browbeat people about that. But I think people are starving for information about what foods you can add into your life. So in the few minutes we have remaining, I'm encouraging your listeners to add 3 foods in today. Strawberries for cognitive function and heart health, grapes for heart health, and also soy for heart health. And the reason that we're putting this concentration on heart health is that's the number one killer of Americans.
And, you know, when you're talking about grapes and you're talking about strawberries, we're talking about vegetables, we're talking about, you know, adding more. You know, I love the whole principle. It's not what you take out, it's what you add in. See, I go throughout my entire day drinking one green fruit smoothie a day. I do a chocolate drink a day. And the fact that I'm putting in, it fills me up and it stops me from wanting to go by and grab that big a donut from the end of the table, because you know I'm coming to you live from a conference in Washington, D.C., and these people have coffee at the end of this row and a whole big table full of donuts, and I've not had one yet because I'm too full.
Well, that's right, because you filled up on nutrition, not just on empty calories, and that's what's going to give you the most staying power. And Montel, you're one of the busiest guys I know on earth. You are on the right track, my man. You are absolutely eating the right food.
The only way I can maintain this health and maintain, you know, I'm 52 years old. I'm still walking around with 32-inch waist, and I think I look pretty good. Part of the only reason why I get to do that is because I'm eating correctly. I've changed what I'm bringing in. And, you know, my dad just recently saw my brand-new Living Well Health Master Blender show. And, Pops, you went out and got one, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I did, really. Let me
you
tell
you.
You
can rip up everything in the 101 Foods book in that baby.
Yes, you can. And it's all about good eating, too. That's a good machine, Montel. Everybody should get one.
Everybody should get one. You know, what you just said, Dave, is screw. I mean, so you can take that Health Master Blender. You can take those strawberries. You can take those grapes. You can throw in a little bit of spinach. You can throw in some coconut water. Blend that bad boy up with some ice, and you have a frothy drink that your kids won't taste the spinach. They'll just taste the strawberries and the grapes, think that they're getting a special treat, and you're putting vegetables in them every single day.
Absolutely. You know, Montel, when I was on your show last, you had blended up a drink that you gave to the audience, and the ingredients didn't sound very appealing to them, but every single person you gave that health drink to absolutely was licking their lips and high-fiving each other.
I have to tell you, and people think I'm kidding, and if you were sitting here right now here at the Omni Shoreham Hotel on Radio Row, you would see that I have a blue bag beside me, and that blue bag has 3 bottles in it, 2 fruit smoothies, 1 green drink, and a chocolate drink. That's what's in there all day, and I've already kind of knocked out my chocolate drink. I'm halfway through my green smoothie. I may go have a salad and a little fish for lunch, and I'll finish that green smoothie for the rest of the day, and I'm putting about 2 pounds of vegetables and fruit through my body every single day. So, again, give them that tip one more time. Dr. Grotto, give them the tip.
Absolutely. It includes some great fresh, you got California strawberries that are in season. You know, throw a handful of them on your cereal or throw them in that wonderful blender Montel's talking about. Add some grapes. especially the Concord grapes are really good for cognitive function, and start adding more soy, which is good for fighting breast and prostate cancer and good for the heart as well. And you'll find all these great tips. I got three brand new videos on these particular foods at 101foodsthatcouldsaveyourlife.com.
101foodsthatcouldsaveyourlife.com. I got to thank you so much for being with us today, Dave. I know we're going to have you back in the future. Pops, I'm almost out of time. You got to say something to the people across the country. Dude, you run cities. Do you think, are you looking at the future of the American economy with some, you know, looking at it thinking that, you know, with optimism, or are you looking at it with pessimism?
Montel, very
pessimism.
Very optimistic. I'm telling you, things are looking up. But can I, listen, I want to get in one
sure
on that blender.
Yes, sir.
And this is not a paid advertisement.
I'm with you.
But I'm listening to all the good things, all the good food that go into it. And, you know, I say, yum, yum, yummy. Good for your tummy.
Yum, yum. Thanks. And that comes from a man who said that he can actually feel sensitive dick's pain, you know, because we were talking.
Montel, you have to have some empathy.
Empathy. It looks like Sensitive Dick Cheney has empathy now.
Sensitive Dick is showing it.
Well, we got to thank him for that. I'm almost out of time. You know what you got to do every single day, 9 through 12, Monday through Friday. You got to reach out. You got to come up on MontelAcrossAmerica.com, punch a button that says listening, and listening to the hottest, I think, most profound talk show out there today. It's Montel Across America. I got to thank you so much for being a part of the show. Of course, you can get an email to us anytime you want at montel@airamerica.com. You know what you got to do. You can listen to us 3 hours a day. I don't care what you do with the other 21.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-568-5639. 1-800-568-5639. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 149.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Turn to the left with AM 760.